It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Oh.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleone, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleone, man.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style. When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style. All I want for my birthday.
Don Nicoleone, man.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeah, what up? It's the God Sakim Ra. You chilling with Don Nicoleone, man. Your big booty girl. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call him Big Booty.
Skirt, skirt.
Wrist moving, cookie getting to it.
I'm
in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Jams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Yeah,
I got fans everywhere.
Man.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll.
When
your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Hair weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done had more bones than Pakistan. Dope bum, dope bum, and a pill bum. See, nigga, I'm balling you in real car. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the true style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to
Don Nicoleone, man. Don Nicoleone, man.
You're listening to Don Nicoleone Show at WGAG Radio.
BJ Rectangle.
You're no match for a man like him. He's capable of smashing steel with his bare hands.
Oh, he's the best. Can beat anyone.
You've come back. To make trouble?
Listen. And listen well.
The world is mine! Yeah, get back!
Can't
fade
the relax
of
it's a
rap. Got me up against the bricks, back against the wall. Get to acting like a fool, fade them just to
come along. Come on, can't rap the dick, ballin' on they songs. I do that shit for real and you'll never say I'm wrong.
Street dreams are made up,
made up.
I know you see me on the video.
I rock the party that rocks the body. Rock the party that rocks the body.
Let a nigga rotate, turn on your table. Put the diamond needle, pull it to your ego.
And everywhere that my crew goes, and every hole in my crew knows.
Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me.
What you know about me? Now the motherfucking thing. Cartier with his frame, sported by my shorty.
Hey yo, it's hella nerve. Next I go to be first.
In the black Camaro, tail the blackest barrel.
Living in the bosom of a meatball.
Whose world is this? Over here, baby, hello.
I'm going back, back to Cali, Cali.
Seeing millions, niggas don't understand the way I'm making moves, putting cash behind plans to blow up.
Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. KRS-One, rock on. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Yeah, Funk Dope is up in this spot here at Rectangle, about to represent for the 9-7 shot. Troubleshooters, troubleshooting. Coming to summer, you know this funk. So for Harry, yo, Imperio, Dirty Funk, Miracle, Lyrical, uh-oh. Rectangle rock the spot, I rock your corner block. Click, clack, the loaded clock. Hard me break the cypher, I can it, can it. Send the senor Dope, always east to west. This come from the venue, to break it to the rescue. Uncle Boogie Neptune, nigga, fly like that. It's cool, 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 my fun over. Fake hate to fool ya, rip the stage. Like Green Berets, I'm blood, sweat, bazookas. Cool, high roller, funk, roller, repertoire. Ooh,
star. Sun to for the stars, but just score. Blah, mind infected with that 1-2 check it. From roughneck to a section it, I just go take it. But plank, slap your Captain America. Rectangle freak, your county ghetto area. Yeah, and while you at it, why don't you get a Corona, 2 Coronas for rectangle, yeah. Hennessy for me, thank you, baby. Give me back my change.
Looking at my rollie, it's about that time for SWV to drop a gem on mine.
You can take the boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the home.
Sometimes I rhyme drunk, sometimes I rhyme sober. I never need no gimmicks and shit to get me over.
East Coast, West Coast, universal flavor. Pulling together with my neighbor, no player hater. That's real.
MCs, you're docking my style. You know you can't touch the blade.
Yo, I think she lying to me too far.
American most hated. West side rolling for the player haters. Even if we all get murdered in Vegas, they can't play them.
From the end to the intro, from the end to the intro. Into the intro, meaning the beginning. So I got the microphone, 1, 2, 1, 2, right. So we get ready what? To do damage. But just a little bit slower to let you know where you get of a cool flow. Blower, I'm slower, blower, I'm super cool flow. Blower, I'm smooth and creamy, milky, silky, steamy. Eyes get wet and dreamy every time a brother see me. Cause they can't understand the gift. I'm standing still and dumb. And the dust day I bust what I must. And I must, son, continue to crush those that rush. Play dumb and got done. Yeah, you played the hot stakes and got fed. Try to be icing and wound up cake. Translate, meaning I broke them down to the least common denominator. Not afraid of a sucker, cause I drop them like a hot potato. What later, if it's still for you, wanna be an instigator. Dare cause the fake why? No one is
I be that chick with the hits and I'm good. What be that chick with the hits and I'm new? What be that chick with the hits and I'm hitting it? I be that chick with the lyrics and I'm spitting it. Microphones, I'm definitely ripping it. So come up and get now.
It's like bang to the boogie, bang, bang,
yes, bang to the boogie.
I'm one tough cookie.
Gotcha, what?
Bet you bite the clip loaded with Liverpool awesome nick as I hit with my spit by your bullet. With licks from my tongue, so watch me pull it. Take it to the hip, pull it. Take it to the hip. I'm thick like quilt,
yeah.
Warm like silk, I'm creamy like milk, okay now. Let me break it down to the slab, silly rabbit. You can't get with the wickedness.
Why?
You got to have true grit and feel it from the gut to the hut. Move that butt, cause I'm ripping shit up. Make them fall a victim to my death flow. Liverpool murderer, that's why I'm on death row. Lethal injection couldn't save me. So Suge and Dr. Dre scooped me up and paid me. Now I'm hot, rocking rough and stuff with my afro puffs. So hot, blowing them away like the big bad wolf. Huffing, puffing, blowing, no bluffing. When it comes to the rage, I ain't nothing nice. On stage, your mic, lights, camera. Even J. Wu calls me the damager.
Cause I be that chick with them hits and I'm hitting it. I be that chick with them lyrics and I'm spitting it. Microphones, I'm definitely ripping it. So come up and get what's the wickedness.
When I jump in my car, people treat me like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. When I'm supreme rap star, they all know me, ED. When I flash the greens on TV, MCs be robbing me of my technique. The way I speak, the way I get down, the way I sound. And if you ask me, it must be on the jock of the innovator. Rock, roll, bounce, the skater.
I love bitches, young bitches, shy bitches, rough bitches, don't matter, get my beat. I love bitches, young bitches, shy bitches, rough bitches, don't matter, get my bitches. Gold diggers with your eyes on my riches. Can't knock your hustle for reals. Aight bitches, I'm game tight. See it all through the bitches, I'm game tight. See it all. bitches, I'm game tight. See it all through the platinum French frames with the French name. And the same night, you hold you any tight friend. Lift your little dress like light wind. Then I slide right in. You know the whole repertoire. You know the whole repertoire. You know the whole repertoire. US to the USSR. Setting in a Lexus car. Match wits with the best of y'all. The rest of y'all's like vegetables in the present. Check it. Reminiscing of nothing you ever heard. Iceberg. Slim baby ride rims through the suburbs. Funds coming numb sums. Never ends the fur. Get money down, down south. Wednesday the third is on.
Dough to get, more shows to rip. I suggest you on roll with the click.
Who you with?
Frozen wristlets, flow sick. More O's than you know exist, bitch. Who you with?
Can't scheme on them. Rockefeller go. Can't scheme on them.
Bitch, who you with?
Can't scheme on them. Rockefeller got a team on them. Chicks dream on them. Trick cream on them. Loser when dudes think it's just music. Lean on them, flash green on them, and diamond rings on them. Sex around the way girls down the meat aisle. Something every girl gotta have like Levi's, Chiquita, me I more, see I roll. You can love me or hate me, eat I all, I'ma stay winning. Rock the custom drive Bentleys, never eating Denny's and party like little pennies. Can he live? Trick or main chick, but if she leave, just a quick Indian dip.
Hands up high in the sky, represent where you're from, cause it's west till I die. Put it down anywhere, take thanks for what they were. Been a rider since birth, and the earth is my turf. So I bells in the party, everything is cool. It's niggas in the hood I ain't seen since high school. And everybody got stripes, cause we all pay dues. Rips, down moves, and other clicks and crews. And crews.
Wanna bumble with the B, huh? Throw a heck on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing this is for my homies. And you know me for making niggas so sick. Lost in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you miss this murder. If it's murder, you know she throws. Sermon women for your ass beats throws. Know you wanna fill the room cause it's flat and coated. Take your pick, got a firearm you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick. Player hating from the sideline, get your own shit. Why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, kinda late. Sassy ladies in Mercedes. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. Then I kick shit like a nigga do. Pull the trigger, shit, fuck, fuck.
I've been here skills, crystal still, high bills. I've been here skills, crystal still, high bills in Brazil. About a mill of ice grill, make it hard to figure me. Liquor be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Johnny Brasco. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740. Rock the red man and naughty. Oh, in my kitty cat, half a brick a gate. In the bra where my titties at. And I'm living that whole life we push weight. Fuck the state, 10 fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit. Right hand grip on the whip. Grip on the whip. Grip on the whip. For the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away. Or my leg will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty. Don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee. All about the Benji. Why?
back.
Baby,
ways and mean. The supreme dream team always up with a scheme. From hubcap to selling raps, name your theme. I'ma rise to the top, floating on the screen. Who the hell wanna stop me? I hated those who doubt me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar, dating top divas. Diplomatic immediately, no time for a visa. It just begun, I'ma shoot them one by one. Got five sides to me, something like a pentagon. Strike with the forces of King Solomon. Letting bygone be bygone and so on and so on. I'ma teach these cats how to live in the ghetto. Keeping it retro, respected from the get-go. Lay low, let my mind shine like a halo. For politics with ghetto senators on the D-Lo.
Always debated, who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite. Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the hang.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الوالي الكريم. وصلى الله على أنبياء أجمعين. والمسيح والمحسي والمجدد لمن مرسلين. أما بعد. Are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it? And that He is alone and has no part. And that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universes. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend. And send salutations of Allah on all of His prophets and His apostles. And on the Messiah, the anointed one. And on the Mahdi, the guide. And on the Mujaddid, the reformer, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The man of the hour, airing 7 days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other...
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo...
Hot damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back.
I put that shit on everything.
Wait a minute. Hold up. We're not talking about surviving the beauty shop. We're not even talking about surviving midday traffic. We're talking about
surviving the game.
Life is a game played on the biggest stage. The objective is to survive. Kick it with me every Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Or georgiagossip.com.
WGAG Radio.
You're listening to Don Nicoleon. Don't forget the tip, the booty, on duty.
Let me get a mic check up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Nicoleon.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo.
Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. See, that's the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. All the girls will come in, as long as they understand.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge done master this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
All materialistic ass, common desire, stink, ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch. We can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it. That's right. The best bitch doing it is Kathy Hughes. Put your hands together for the woman of the hour, Don Nicoleon.
Yeah, baby. Welcome, everybody.
listening to the Don DeColeon Show. This is how we do it Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio. Yes, yes, yes. This is how we do it around this thing, man. Special shout out to Nefertiti Surviving the Game. Awesome show on Friday night. Followed by the L's Holy Tablet Show. Great goddamn show. I enjoyed that one. Just couldn't stop laughing about that show, man. Special shout out to my man Guru. Also, Babylon Don Newbie reading. Thank you so much, honey. You are the best. Everybody else that tuned in, man, I hope y'all had a strong beginning and now the weekend, because goddamn, I hate for a nigga to have a weekend. Lord Jesus. It wouldn't be good, man. I hope everybody rested up. How you doing, Neff? Got Nefertiti Surviving the Game coming up next to give us an update on what took place in sports over the weekend, so I'm patiently waiting on that. Also, let me give a special shout-out to all the people that are actually tuning in right now. God damn it, all the way in the after party. It's Ikeem Ra. It's the God. What's good with you, baby? Well-dressed Majest, my nigga 25212, J1, the mixed scientist. Yeah. Special shout-out to Live Antennas and Trina. The guest tuning in, what's good with you? My man, Jay Illa. Get real, my favorite godmother. How you doing today? Special shout-out to my man, Jason J. 2000, Challenge 42, self-guided is in the building. What's good with you, honey? Special shout-out to my man, Mush Mouse, and one time for Nefertiti Surviving the Game, simulcasting live in the after party from the Don DeColeon Show, baby. Man, boy, I got some updates on my nigga Jay-Z. He came out and made a statement. I'm going to talk about that for a minute. Then I got some other shit I want to share with y'all, too, after Nefertiti Surviving the Game. This shit should tickle your funny bone. So I think I'm going to go ahead and get into Nefertiti Surviving the Game. Going to get that thing in right now. Let's get it.
Organize. Everything I do's revolutionized. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete, especially if it's jelly. Got the Santo for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize. Everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
Rahu, bad bitch, what's going on with you, Don DeColeon?
You got it, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing my best, Don. Yes, yes.
Oh, well, that's the best that one can do, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes,
missed
ma'am.
You over the weekend or the strong beginning on Sunday, honey. You missed two. Two had the mic all day long in the after party.
Well, how many, did he do it in front of people? Because two kind of scary.
Yes, he did, honey.
Good.
It was in front of everybody, honey. This
good
motherfucker was showing out. I had all the niggas agreeing with him and shit. The subject was on bitches. Yes,
oh,
Ikeem and all the niggas, Vortex, even Self got it like, yep, 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 fuck them hoes. Even Jay Ella.
Is that
nah,
right?
Two had that shit. He represented, though. We ain't got
that's
no dumb
up
niggas amongst us.
That's good. I said he got a lot to type. He should have a lot to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like the way his mind works, so he needs to be talking more.
You sure do, honey. All I saw this nigga on WGAG Radio with his own little show, honey. He was doing it. I was like, he got a great voice. I was like, damn. Two sound good. Damn.
Yeah, I only heard him that one initial time, like months and months ago, when he first kind of came into the AP. He dropped on the mic. He dropped his cam and everything. So that was the last time I heard from him. So that's what's up, man. It took a while. I would always say, why don't you call in, dude? He was like, I will never call in.
Giving advice and shit to a chick that didn't want it.
Is that right?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, too, know how to probe a bitch brain. He was all in that girl head, yo.
Mm-hmm. Asking the right
questions. Damn, this nigga good. He can get inside somebody.
Asking all the questions.
Yep, he was asking all them questions. She ain't like that. She said, what the fuck you asked me all this shit for? Leave me the fuck alone. You got me wrong. All y'all niggas in here fucked up.
Well, like I said, I like the word.
One time for Nine Ethan.
Oh, is that right? That's what it was?
Yeah, Nine Ethan shit, too.
Okay.
Was fucking with her.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, I like the way his mind works, so he need to get on that mic. Man, call it to me. Represent, nigga. That's good to hear. I like that. Maybe, like you said, he'll do it again.
I know it. I hope so. Anyway, man, give us an update on sports. What you got for us?
Oh, man, I got a lot for us on this day, on this moon day, on the 28th. A lot transpired over the strong beginning, you know, I say around these parts. Starting with the NFL, I got to start with the Surviving the Game Fantasy League. I got to start there.
Okay.
I'm tired of Michael Vick. I think it's time for Michael Vick to retire, Don. I just think it's time for Michael Vick to go and work on them brushes and whatever else endeavors he has, because his football career, he's allowing them to play himself out. Now, I'm getting conflicting reports. I heard he was pulled yesterday from yesterday's game, and then I heard at the same time he removed himself from the game. Now, that's going to be interesting to see which part is true. Did he remove himself or did he get pulled? Because he said he's saying that he removed himself doing that he tweaked his hamstring again, but it was said that he was pulled from the game. Because anybody watched that game, I didn't see it, but I'm like, they put in Matt Barkley. Matt Barkley is a fucking scrub from USC who hurt his shoulder last year, who's the fourth-string quarterback, you know what I'm saying, and played terrible. So I don't know. I'm trying to get in the head of Michael Vick. I need to ask that nigga some questions. I need to ask him a whole bunch of questions. Because I'm trying to see what is he doing. Is he trying to play his way out of Philly? Or is he just like, I'm done? Has he mentally quit on the game? That's interesting to see, because I was a lot of hype going into this season. I was like, hell yeah, Michael Vick and this offense, he going to do his damn thing this year. They got everything to say, tailor-made to him. And it's just after game one where he tore it up, it ain't been there. I think he's mentally checked out. I think he's ready to do something else. So that's what it's looking like to me. So anyway, that directly affected homos for football yesterday, along with a whole bunch of other people. It's just been a wild, topsy-turvy season this year. So I'm so Southern, he beat you. He beat you on that one. Let's go over to the other scores. Tennessee Holy Grail got their third win. Shout out to Queen Vita. She beat Miss Adia Bay Area Town Biz by 3. Got two more players tonight, but he's far behind. Sirius B. Milfinators, a.k.a. Thorson L., 85-31. Reach way back and lay the smackdown, a.k.a. Big Sab. Big Sab, Houston, Texas. He has a lead of 11 points right now against Black Towers, who want to play. But the most interesting game of the yet to come is between myself and Jay Ella. Now, I'm up by 23 points, but Jay Ella has 3 players playing in tonight's game. So I'm going to put the hex on your boy, Jay Ella. I'm sorry. I got to put the hex on Russell Wilson tonight. So I've been staring real hard at him all day since yesterday when he did that sit-down interview. So You're not going to play well, even against the woeful Rams, because you're not winning that game tonight. So, but he has a 20, he has 23 points to catch up with me tonight. We'll see what happens Monday Night Football between, like I just mentioned, you have the Seattle Seahawks versus the St. Louis Rams, who don't have a starting quarterback. Other games, let me give you the rundown yesterday for all the games that went down. Green Bay last night beat Minnesota 44-31. Denver, let me tell you something about Denver. Last week game, y'all, was a rigged game between Indy and Denver. That game was fixed. Denver scored 40 points in, like, every single game, but on miraculously on Peyton's return to Indy, they can't get past 21 points. Are you on Indy? Are you fucking kidding me? I just started to look. The whole shit is rigged for Indy versus Peyton at the end of the year. Not only did they do that, after game three, they got the third overall pick in the draft that came with Andrew Luck. So you see the setup here? This is, I'm telling you, watch this storyline all season long. Peyton versus fucking Andrew Luck, his you know, the guy who replaced him. Watch that whole shit play out. I'm telling you, they're trying to set it up so you can have Denver versus Indianapolis. Telling you right now. You heard it here first on WGAG Radio, and surviving the game. I'm telling you right now. All right, other scores. Arizona, like I said, I called that game. So let me get all the games that I called. Minnesota, I called. Denver, I'll call. Arizona beat Atlanta 27-13. I called that one. Cincinnati, I called that one. Oakland, I called that one. The only one that came up short thus far was Dallas, man. Dallas Megatron had a mega game. Broke an NFL record, 14 catches, 349. Y'all, how do you let one motherfucker catch 340 yards worth of passes? People, do you understand? Some teams don't even get 300 yards worth of offense. Some of them got 340 yards of receiving yards yesterday. Incredible. All right, so they beat them by one at the last minute. I called the Kansas City-Cleveland game, 23-17. They go to 8-0. My upset pick of the week didn't fall through. Miami falls to 10 points to New England, 17-27. New Orleans, I called that game. Buffalo loses to New Orleans, 35-15. 17, I lost the one on the Giants versus Philly. It's Michael Vick's fault. I'm blaming Michael Vick on that one, removing himself from the game. I called to San Francisco, and I called Carolina. So how many games? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I went, only lost 3 games out of 12. That's better than every single so-called head in sports who do football. My week was better than all of them. Yeah, that's the question, Don. See, it's two reports coming out, conflicting reports coming out between Michael Vick and the team. It was word that he was pulled from the game, meaning that that's a coach's call. And then some reports are that he removed himself, saying that he hurt his hamstring, that he re-injured his hamstring. That's what. So the thing is, I'm saying if he removed himself, I'm saying Vick is mentally checked out. He don't want to play no more. There was a lot of hype coming into the season for him. A lot of pressure. A lot of people was like, this is going to be his year. Mm-hmm. So, that's what I'm saying. What's up, Mix? Mix said, you can tell something is up with Denver because his protection is like an M. I mean, like I said, Mix, you already know what time it is. You know how we think around these parts. We give it to it like most people don't. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here, Don. Okay, yeah, so like I said, that's what you see going on in the NFL. You already see the storyline, Mix. You already know what it is. Of course, it's entertainment, baby. You know what time it is. So I'm saying they setting up that line, Peyton versus Indy. Already, come on, man, he's put up 45 against everybody else except Indy. Indy ain't got no outstanding-ass defense. Give me a break. Well, anyway, go to tomorrow. Tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow is a big tip-off. NBA season gets cranking. I know I'm going to be enjoying it. I'm going to be enjoying it. Yes, NBA. Three games tomorrow. It's a triple header, starting with the Orlando versus Indiana, Chicago versus Miami, and the Clippers versus the Lakers. Now, LeBron says he's going to welcome Derrick Rose back. Look at Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose, let me tell you something. Yeah, no Kobe. Yeah, man, I thought Kobe was going to play Superman 2, but they said he's not going to play first game. You know what I'm saying? But look, check it. This is what it is between this one. LeBron said he's going to welcome your boy back. It's a setup. He needs to understand that this is a setup here. You don't ever let someone chum you up before you play. You know what chum is, y'all? You ever heard chum in the water? Chum in the water, y'all. That's what LeBron doing. Put the blood in the water, chum it for his ass so he can go up there, have niggas relax, and so he can go for 50 on their ass. Don't fall for it, Derrick Rose. That's right, Shark Bay. Y'all know what chum is. That's what's going on over there. Let me give you that's what's going on over there. Tiger Woods, the Golf Channel, had to apologize for Tiger for calling him a cheater. The white folks called Tiger Woods a cheater last year, even though he won Player of the Year, which is given to him by his peers. They called him a cheater because of some rules violations that go on. Let me tell you something. I play golf. Anybody knows anything about golf and they fucking rules, the book is big as a Bible, and none of the players know it. You know what I'm saying? You know, people at home can call rules violation. Did you know that? It's the only sport where somebody, some fat-ass fucker can be sitting on his couch and see something that happened on TV and call it in to the rules official, and they go back and apply it to the player. That's some shit. Golf is on some other shit. Let me tell you. He'd be like, Tiger Woods ball moved. I seen it on the instant replay. You need to go check that out. So the end of his round, when he's got his scorecard, he can be penalized 2 points for something that some fat dude in Ohio saw. Shit is crazy, y'all. yeah, exactly, dude. That's what they can do. This shit is wild. Golf is something else. So let's get into a little gossip. Try to be as provocative as I can. Maurice, you know Mike Pouncey, Marquise and Mark Pouncey, they went to the University of Florida where Aaron Hernandez, you know Aaron Hernandez, my boy, who's falsely in prison, right? They're bringing in Mike Pouncey. He's been subpoenaed by the grand jury. He's been subpoenaed to come testify in that case related to the Aaron Hernandez case. Now, if you remember, those two twins wore Free Hernandez hats, you know, when they was out kicking it and shit like that. So, like I said, man, these motherfuckers pulling that straws, they have nothing on Aaron Hernandez. Pop the gate for the man. Can you pop the gate for the nigga and just let him out? Because you have nothing. Let me give you a little bit of what they said real quick. Says a source with knowledge to the matter told SI that the subpoena is related to the investigation of Aaron Hernandez, Pouncey's close friend and former teammate at the University of Florida. The source indicated that police are focusing in on Hernandez's potential involvement and interested in gun trafficking. Damn, they won't stop. Now it's gun trafficking, people. What's going to be next? Drug smuggling? Human trafficking? You know, child ring. I mean, what's next? God, he's right. This nigga's the kingpin. This nigga is the kingpin at 23 years old. So he must have been running all of Florida, okay? This nigga must have been running all of Florida when he was in college, right? When the biggest kingpin ever in Florida was Dan Marino. But nobody talks about that. Nobody talk about how much dope Dan Marino sold. That nigga sold plenty of dope in his day. But he's a quarterback, and he's white. But anyway, they said gun trafficking, which is being investigated by several agencies in multiple states, at least Massachusetts, New York, and Florida. The extent of Pouncey's potential involvement is undetermined, but police are focusing on multiple transactions that involved him and Hernandez. Organizationally, we don't have a comment, the Dolphins spokesman said. And Mike Pouncey does not have a comment. And he played, they served him this shit after the game. They trying to force people to lie on this boy. When they just serving niggas with all these subpoenas and grand jury, you got to come. They just getting, they trying to squeeze people just to lie and give a story. Now they calling him a drug. So now does he have this dude murdering supposedly in Connecticut? He's supposed to be tied into a double homicide in another part of Boston. Now it's gun trafficking. This shit is crazy. That's what's going on that end. So, all things being said, man, that's it. That's your surviving the game for this Monday, October 28th, right here on the
Thank
Donna Coleon Show.
We certainly appreciate love it, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out Nefertiti Surviving the Game on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Awesome game. Got an awesome game going on there.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about homos for football, though. Whatever happened to them?
I did. That's the first team I talked about. You know, okay. I'm just going to have to say, going to have to stop walking away from the microphone.
I didn't. And, that's what
I
did.
Sports.
I swear I didn't. I was right here the whole time. I just didn't hear it. You must have said it so fast.
I tied it into Michael Vick. What's your
what
team?
What happened? What Mike Vick got to do with me? I ain't choose that nigga. I wasn't going to choose his ass.
You weren't going to choose him this year?
I didn't choose Mike Vick this year.
I
thought you had. Oh, fuck. You chose that nigga for me.
I didn't make that selection. I'm dumped. He getting dumped today. He got to go. He gotta go. I just said he mentally checked out. He like they saying that he pulled
I didn't
himself.
Want that nigga, yo.
They said he pulled himself from the game, but then it was then he, you know was saying that the coach
right,
pulled.
Right, but what
him.
They got to do with me? What I'm looking like? I'm a complete failure because Mike Vick done pulled
Mike
himself
fucked,
out.
Mike fucked man. Mike fucked it up yesterday. Mike really fucked it up.
Because
when
that.
You know when you don't get any points from the quarterback position, which has the potential to get you the most. It just fucks everything up. So him.
So why you give me Mike Vick? Why you ain't get his ass?
Cause I know that was your cousin, and he was anticipated to have a great season.
For you saw all that great shit. I ain't seen nothing great from that nigga.
You didn't see nothing great from me.
No, that's why I kept asking you, Nev. How can you be so sure? And you was like, oh, because he's this, he's that, he did this, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah. Everything was tailor-made for him. That's why I said earlier my commentary earlier that he must have mentally checked out. Like, he doesn't want to play anymore. Because the shit he doing. No, man. I got to take the blame on that one. But I also gave you Andrew Luck, though. Andrew Luck is balling.
This thing I should do with Andrew Luck right now, man. It's goddamn Mike Vick we talking about.
Yes, Mike Vick, man. Mike Vick is. I just said he doesn't want to play anymore. If it's true that reports that he pulled himself yesterday, talking about his hamstring still hurt, because the quarterback can fake an injury very easily.
Well, that's good. It's good that he faked the injury. He must. He didn't have a good day. Just was fucked up.
Yeah,
he
I think
some time.
Hey,
man, I faked one time, man, goddamn, when I was working at Piccadilly. I don't know if y'all got a Piccadilly out there in goddamn whatever the fuck
no.
you live at, California.
California.
Y'all got Piccadillys out there?
No.
Man, I ain't want to go to work so goddamn bad. I was in that bitch, man. I said, man, fuck this, man. I'm going to have to stage falling out, man, in the break room. So all I did was just... I had to be like 16 or 17. I had to be 17 or 18. And I fucking walked in the break room. Everybody was sitting there, and I just fell out. Got there. Everybody got up and shit like, your eyes like that. So I was like, I don't feel good. I take my head home. I don't feel good. I'll never forget that shit. Didn't feel like it. Like, man, the fuck I'm showing up for? This is not my day. So sometimes we got to fake that shit. Remember homeboy that was jogging on the field?
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yes. DeSean Jackson plays for Philadelphia. Absolutely. That nigga did it on Monday Night Football while the world was watching. I said, look at this nigga. He's out there jogging, dragging his leg.
I thought that nigga had the runs or something. What did they finally say that nigga said he had going on with him?
I don't even think he really said. He said he wanted to get paid. Shit. He was like, give me my motherfucking money or I'm going half
fast
out
shit.
Here.
He was faking the whole goddamn time. Yeah, be like that, man. Mike Vick a cancer, too, so shit. That nigga just probably just straight just pretended all the way through that motherfucker fucking
right.
Hamstring. Hey, I don't blame him. Goddamn, if you ain't feeling it, fuck it. Shit.
Right. And they talking about he got to do an MRI. See, that's the team. That's the team saying, nigga, you got to go get an MRI. Because
they don't trust
don't
that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
They know that nigga lying.
They're like, nigga, you got to go get that looked at because we don't think you hurt yourself.
Yeah. They know that nigga lied, man. He should have did something better, man. He should have just passed out. You know what I'm saying? Like I did, slipped on the field and just, you know, got lightheaded or something. You know what I'm saying? You don't blame a hamstring. You can blame being, you know, weak and tired.
Something wrong with your head. Right. And speaking of, Rodney Harrison, who is a former football player who an analyst now, said Josh Freeman did that last week. They said he faked a concussion. Now, he's a youngster who played real bad on the on Sunday night football. They said he faked a concussion. Talking about, I see bales and stars and quasars and moons and shit, so. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sometimes you got to do it, man. It still work, man. I don't know if people looking at it as a form of entertainment and their favorite team playing, but them niggas, that's a job for them motherfuckers, yo.
Right.
Like,
right. Hell
that
yeah.
That still work, goddamn. They don't feel like doing that shit. They got to come up with something to get up out of that motherfucker.
You
big
damn
up,
right.
Big. I don't blame you, nigga. I done it a few times.
He said, I felt the twinge. So, yeah, that's what that was.
Okay.
Because
when I heard you talking about Mike Vick, I heard you say my name, and I started listening, but I was saying to myself, what they got to do with me?
Mm-hmm.
I keep forgetting. I just kept forgetting that you chose that nigga for me, man. It's a terrible, terrible situation,
It is terrible. He's getting dumped today. He's getting dumped on the
way. Oh, well. Yeah. Well, hey. Mike Vick had a great career until, they blamed him on them damn dogs. So I just, it's no coming back from that. Unless you Kobe. Unless you get away with that shit.
Kobe was playing for his freedom.
Yeah, so, it fucked him up, man. You never bounce back from jail. Look at OJ. You never from doing time. You just never. You can't. There is no comeback from that. That's like you done lost your mind. It's over.
Man, he had that one season when he got out of jail. He was the NFL comeback player of the year. So I guess that was just
just to fuck with people's emotions.
Right.
He ain't fuck with mine, though. Mm. Wait, I did pick that nigga last time when he came out. Just think about it. He did do pretty good, though. But
he did, That's why this year was supposed to be like, this is it. Michael Vick is going to be the man this year.
Man, they took that nigga's soul, man. It's over. Once the soul is gone, it ain't no talent, ain't no gift.
Yeah, you just
over.
What they call it, a shadow of yourself?
Yeah.
A shell
of
yourself? That's interesting that they use those terms, a shadow, a shell of yourself, because they take the soul.
Right, absolutely. Big Sal said they knew he was getting screwed. He still got a high-selling jersey. That's all they worried about. I don't understand. What is he talking about now?
Okay, Sav is talking about Mike Vick. Are you talking about Mike Vick in words of his jersey is still top-selling in the NFL? Like Michael Vick? Michael Vick still has a top-selling jersey.
But he don't get no money for that, though, do he? They got rid of him, right? Cut him off from that? Don't he supposed to get a percentage from that shit?
Yeah, they supposed to, I think NFL players get a cut of they don't get nothing. They don't have something with Rydell and them. Man, they've been doing that shit since college then. Damn. Because that's a big part of they selling is the product. Is a huge
I thought they get a little penny they get a cut. Okay.
All the
he gets no money from the jersey sales.
He says the Players Association gets the cut. So, like, the union gets a cut of his money.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, shit. What happens?
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, y'all. Well, Neff, I thought you was going to give me the update on my man, Jay-Z. His publicist released a statement on Barney's racial profiling cases.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z decides to release a comment on Saturday, making him out to be the victim. Now,
whoa,
all of a sudden, Jay-Z is the victim. He's making himself out to be, hell yeah, he's making himself out to be the victim. This shit is pissing me off now. This little motherfucker comes out with a statement on his website, and he says, I move and speak based on facts and not emotions. I haven't made any comments because I'm waiting on facts and the outcome of a meeting between community leaders and Barney's. He talking about Al Sharpton, y'all.
Did he try to throw a little right knowledge in there, Don?
Nah, that ain't no fucking right knowledge. I don't give a fuck what a nigga
used.
Yeah, but facts
and not
emotions. Yeah, not emotions, but that is the facts. That's not emotions. It ain't like, oh, Jay-Z, you heard about some motherfucker. Oh, really? No. Nah, nigga. I mean, nah, that ain't no fucking emotion.
That's
the fact is that the company that you about to break your goddamn watch for is racist, and you need to get the fuck up out of that shit. He says
right. This.
Why am I being demonized, denounced, and thrown on the cover of a newspaper for not speaking immediately?
Well, you nigga, he claimed me the Holy Grail, so you got to speak now.
Hell yeah, you got to speak now. You God, nigga. Don't think your name Jehovah, motherfucker.
Jehovah.
You better get the goddamn Jehovah in, nigga. Anyway, he also added that negligent, erroneous reports and attacks on my character, intentions, and the spirit of this collaboration have forced me into a statement I didn't want to make without the full facts.
Oh, now he was forced.
Absolutely. Now, mind you, Jay-Z teamed up with a high-end retailer for a Christmas holiday store, dubbed a New York holiday. That's what it's called, his little shit. And feature pieces from 20 top designers. The store will be called BNYSCC Gallery. That's short for Barney's New York Sean Corey Carter.
He tied to them. This nigga's bonded.
Absolutely. In a long-winded statement, Jay's publicist noted that 25% of all proceeds from Barney's event would benefit the Sean Carter Foundation, along with an additional 10% of all sales generated in the store in separate check from Barney's. In a separate check from Barney's. This is bullshit. We don't give a fuck about that. And he says, Jay-Z says, I am not making a dime from this collection. I do not stand to make millions, as falsely reported. Jay-Z, this is not about the money, honey. This is about morals, you bitch motherfucker. This ain't about money. This is about morals. It's the other M-word, okay, honey?
Mm-hmm.
The statement continues now. He says, this money is going to help individuals facing socioeconomic hardship to help further their education at institutions of higher learning. My idea was born out of creativity and charity, not profit. Nigga, this ain't about you, motherfucker. This is about motherfucking niggas getting discriminated at the spot where you gonna fucking launch them watches.
Right.
The fuck wrong with this nigga? Now, here comes Al Sharpton. Civil rights leader and radio host Reverend Al Sharpton joins a very short list of public figures defending the rapper.
Oh,
fuck you, Al.
Well,
some people want to make this about Jay-Z. No, this is about Barney's first. Kristen Joy Foy, head of Sharpton's National Action Network in Brooklyn, said, there's a lot of talk about whether or not Barney should be doing business with certain black people. I think it's racist notion to assume that the only black person Barney does business with is Jay-Z. We're not there to focus on Jay-Z. Jay-Z did not write the corporate policies at Barney's. Jay-Z is just like every other businessman. He is there to make money, and if it is the only black businessman that does business with Barney's, that is the problem.
So Jay-Z is saying that his watch collection, his profits all go to his motherfucking foundation.
This ain't got shit to do with his ass, though. This has something to do with morals-wise. You know what I'm saying? You don't come in a place and break bread or shake hands with motherfuckers that discriminate and put people in jail.
Right. That's exactly
all this shit is about. This ain't got nothing to do about fuck them damn kids he lying to. Talking about 10% and 30% of that bush, 25% of that go. Fuck, you can do that without burning this motherfucker.
Right.
This ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, he's seven-figure jigger.
He need the man to fuck up. He need the black man to fuck up with this shit. This piece of shit-ass motherfucker.
That's seven-figure jigger.
Yeah, this is
and
bullshit. This is a play on words. And then Al Sharpton, little chick, his little spokesperson saying that bullshit. Judging by online, hold on a minute. I got the fucking incense burning. God damn. Judging by online responses to Jay's statement, it seems few are buying Jay-Z's claim that he is not profiting from his collaboration with Barney's. Jay-Z has never been known to be a charitable fellow. In fact, the rapper earned $63 million in 2011, but only donated $6,000 to charity.
Not $6,000. Oh, man. Oh,
hey, don't you love his shit?
Yeah.
Jay-Z is a former Brooklyn crack dealer who has spent his entire life profiting off of the sufferings of others. And this is exactly what he's about to, what he's still doing. Profiting off the sufferings of others. Them two motherfuckers are suffering because of Jay-Z. It's his fault. Damn, he is God. Because that's what happens when you believe in Jehovah. You start to suffer. It won't be long before Jay-Z's status as a token black for corporate America no longer serves a purpose. Now, there's his full statement. I drop it in the chat room for y'all because Jay-Z got a little website and shit. I dropped the full statement. What up, G? How you doing today, honey? Here's the full statement for y'all when you wanted to read this shit. This is very important. This is a crucial part of our moment in history with this nigga here. You want me to read it? You want me to tell you the statement?
Yes.
Okay, here's what he says.
I'm about to have fun with Sakim.
Yeah, Sakim, shit. This collaboration lives in a place of giving and is about the foundation. I am not making a dime from this collection. I do not stand to make millions as falsely reported. I need to make that fact crystal clear. The Sean Carter Foundation is the beneficiary, and the foundation is giving 25% of all sales from the collaboration, 10% of all sales generated in the store on November 20th, and an additional donation from Barney's. This money is going to help individuals facing social economic hardships to help further their education at institutions of higher learning. My idea was born out of creativity and charity, not profit. I move and I speak based on facts and not emotions. I haven't made any comments because I am waiting on facts and the outcome of a meeting between community leaders and Barney's. Why am I being demonized, denounced, and thrown on the cover of a newspaper for not speaking immediately? The negligent, erroneous reports and attacks on my character, intentions, and the spirit of this collaboration have forced me into a statement I didn't want to make without the full facts. Making a decision prematurely to pull out of this project wouldn't hurt Barney's or Sean Carter, but all the people that stand a chance at higher education. That's the only motherfuckers that's going to hurt.
Right, put
but
it on
I tell
children.
You what, Mr. fucking Jay-Z, motherfucker, you send me a goddamn check for my daughter's goddamn med school, motherfucker, and I'll shut the fuck up.
Right.
I want one now, though.
Right.
I want one in advance, Negro. I want this shit in advance, motherfucker. I need to know if that money, nigga, $6,000 you only gave. You made $63 million last year, you motherfucker. Only gave $6,000. I don't believe you. I don't fucking believe you. Send me a goddamn check. P.O. Box 637, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. For Tierra's med school, motherfucker.
That's right.
Then
hey.
I'll fucking know. Other than that, nigga, you full of fucking shit. And I told my daughter, don't be spending that money I done gave you your Pell Grants on Jay-Z concerts and shit. See? She's supposed to be able to get that shit back. You ever spit that shit on Jay-Z concert and bought his fucking album from that little bullshit ass download she's supposed to got from him and it was all glitches and shit. I told him he's spending that shit on that motherfucking nigga unless he helps pay for your college. So Jay-Z, you motherfucker, goddamn it, P.O. Box 637, Monticello, Georgia, 31064, nigga. I'm looking forward to a goddamn check. I want it now. I want it after you set up with Bond, this motherfucker. Then I shut the fuck up. Other than that, I'm going on an anti-Jay-Z campaign. God damn it. Look at Sakim. What the fuck is he saying?
That's more than I would have get. What I would give.
What?
Nigga, Sakim, stop. Stop.
Jay-Z shit don't stink to Sakim.
Not at all. Not at all. Check this out. This nigga said facts. Facts. Nigga, we know the facts. The fact was they falsely arrested two people. That's the fact. And their cars was good. That's the facts.
That's the
fucking
fact,
talking
yeah.
with the facts.
Yeah.
This nigga's
That's
stupid. I
he
told
wrong.
You that nigga was stupid.
He evil. He's evil.
And did you see the number 6,000, Don?
6,000? Yeah, he's evil.
He
he's
wants
evil.
The 6,000 reign of halal to continue. That's why he gave $6,000.
Jay-Z is fucking evil. He's the devil.
6,000. Why that number? 6,000.
He says, I have been working with my team ever since the situation was brought to my attention to get to the bottom of these incidents. And at the same time, find a solution that doesn't harm all those that stand to benefit from this collaboration. Nigga, all you got to do is the money that you make, boo, is put that shit in your foundation.
Yep.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, stop. He says, I am against discrimination of any kind, but if I make snap judgments, no matter who is towards, aren't I committing the same sin as someone who profiles?
That don't make no sense.
I am no stronger. He said, I am no stranger to being profiled, and I truly empathize with anyone that has been put in that position. Hopefully this brings forth a dialogue to effect real change. Sean Jay-Z Carter.
Change. That nigga there.
I'm reading his little website. I should join his little site so I can put my little shit under there. I should get the whole lyrics to fuck Jay-Z, eat the lyrics, and just
Nas
type that
knew
shit
what
in
time
that motherfucker.
Huh? Nas and them knew what time it was, man. Them niggas called that nigga out years ago, and then nobody wouldn't hear it. Years ago.
Wow.
Years ago.
Well, let me go to the call line. Let me see what Fireline has got to say about this one. Fireline, come on there and give us a mic check.
Mic check. Can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing today, Fireline?
Happy beginning of the week. I just wanted to make sure because this is a new phone, so I don't know how it works.
Oh, you sound good.
Good. Listen, two things here, Don, is you said he's given 25% of the proceeds to the charity.
Yeah,
okay,
from the sales of the watches, and Barney going to cut another check or some old shit like that.
Okay, so again, here's another one of these foundations where 75% is going towards administration costs. So people need to understand. I mean, he said 25%, like that was a majority, 51% or more. He's only given out of $1 million, $250,000 is going towards the charity, towards the recipients of the charity. So where's the $750,000 going? Out of that million.
Exactly.
He'll say, I have to pay all the hardworking people at the Sean Carter Foundation.
Right.
That's
right.
What he'll say.
The second point here is this. I looked this up over the weekend because it interested me.
Mm-hmm.
There has been an agreement between the stores, certain stores, high-end stores, and the New York Police Department. The New York Police Department, I think what happened was the stores went to the police department, okay?
They did.
And they said, look, we have people coming in to purchase items who are then turning around and selling these items for profit on eBay. And we think they're laundering this money. So what we want you to do, because when it sounded suspicious to me when you gave the original story, that the police department was there to arrest these people without
as soon as they walk
security
out the door.
People. Exactly. There's been more than these two or three people who've been arrested by the New York Police Department. And the police are arresting them after they leave the store. So that tells me that what they're doing is the store is profiling, and they have undercover police officers in the stores. They don't even have to make the call. So automatically, the police department is checking because they want to see if these people are laundering money, number one, by coming in and making the purchase. And then the stores are pissed off because they're selling these items for more than what they bought the item for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working for both the store, because the store don't want you to be able to sell the item to anybody for more than what they're charging. And it's working for the police department, because then the police department has justifiable cause to arrest you and take you down and make you prove that this money is legitimate. It's messed up all the way around. So Jay-Z had to know, once they explained to him what was going on, the ramifications of the agreement that he's made with Barney's is going to affect everybody who is a vendor in that store. To know that. So that's why he came out with this justification that it is not profit financially for him. But if you force me out of this relationship with Barney's, it's going to hurt the poor people.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, the fuck right.
Right.
It ain't going to hurt no goddamn poor motherfuckers.
No, because if he wants to do a foundation to support somebody through college, through higher education, he has more than enough money to be able to give his own money and write that shit off as a charitable
Absolutely.
Donation at the end of
yeah.
the year. So he doesn't have to do this shell game with this John Carter Foundation bullshit in Barney. 75% of that money, if you look at the other 75%, Jay-Z, tell us how much is administrative and where's the rest of the percentage going?
Absolutely. This is real trifling. I'm highly upset about from this Black Devil. I'm just, come on now. This is not it.
And we also have to say here's what's his name, Al Sharpton again, working for the establishment.
Mm-hmm. Working for the establishment. Talking about community leaders. Ain't you a community leader? Ain't you an ambassador, motherfucker? That is about as high as a community leader we could get, ain't it?
Right.
The fuck you want this damn, what the fuck you waiting on Al Sharpton to do? You a fucking ambassador. Don't you work part
right.
for the United Snakes of America, motherfucker?
You got UN clearance, Don.
You got UN clearance, motherfucker. You can't goddamn, you waiting on some motherfucker that ain't never been to Geneva. Some motherfucker.
This nigga putting water pumps in Africa. This nigga in charge of putting water pumps in Africa. Come on now.
Yeah, it's dirty all the way around.
Straight up.
I ain't never seen no shit like this before, though. This is in-your-face racism and discrimination.
Yeah.
This nigga saying, I don't know nothing until I get the facts. Leave me alone. What?
That's exactly right. And you made a good point. Last Friday when you said it's almost like you have to dress to go in the fucking store.
Yes,
and I know this because, of course, you know, when you go into one of these stores, they are still working under the assumption that black people don't have money. So from the moment you walk in the store, it almost sends me back to when I was a kid. When y'all don't know this, but back in the day, when black people went into a department store, they used to have a bell system where they would send off a signal, ding, 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 for anybody who worked in the store would know there was a black person in the store. And so, therefore, all of a sudden, you'd get salespeople who would fucking surround you. And they were constantly, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? They followed you through the whole fucking store. So that bell system, you don't hear it anymore in department stores. But it used to be an alert to all the employees. Now, they've taken the alarm system away, and you notice that when you walk into a high-end store, you have all these undercover people who are shadowing you. And the salespeople are constantly, is there anything you need? Is there anything you need? Now, they don't expect you to really buy anything. I've never had anybody who questioned me when I went into the store, but I certainly have felt that I'm being shadowed.
Mm.
You know, so it makes you to the point where you really don't buy shit. I don't really like going in the stores, you know. And I think that it's like we were talking about the convention that y'all had down in Atlanta, and you said, you know, they told these people before the convention, they've alerted them, okay, now you're going to get Lil Wayne, you're going to get all these people who are, they look like shit, but they really got a lot of money. So be
yeah,
on
only,
your best
only when
behavior.
They, only when it's the BET Awards or some shit
right.
is when they open them doors majorly. They smile and all that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But on any regular day, if we're not having the hair convention in Chicago, or we ain't having, you know, the black female women's association convention center, just on any regular day, if you walk into one of these stores, you automatically feel like they put a spotlight on you.
Yep. Yep. On any other day, yeah. As long as it ain't no, you know, Black Hollywood event, then, yeah, they're going to eye you down. And they're going to treat you wrong. Yeah. That's very true. Everybody got to walk in that motherfucker having something on already. Them motherfuckers eye you down and shit. This nigga came in with no belt on and shit, wanted to buy one. Come on now. But it's a possibility, Fireliners, that they buying that shit and taking it, you know, and taking it on eBay and shit like that. But, you know, as far as like a little 20-year-old, you know, 20-year-old, these people are like in their 20s and they want the best. So,
I've
seen what they, you know.
Stop putting the shit on eBay. My point here would be my client has every right to resell it. He purchased it. It is
absolutely.
His property.
What did you find
right
with that whole eBay thing, though, Fireliners? You said you've been doing some research over the weekend in regards to Barney's and how they had a contract with the police department.
Yeah, I looked up New York Times. I read an article in the New York Times on why the police are involved.
Damn.
And the police are involved because they're saying that it's somehow connected to money laundering. The purchase of the article is the money laundering. And then the fact that these people are reselling it for a profit. So what?
Mm-hmm.
That part is totally legal. The mm-hmm. only thing that said that their probable cause is under the auspices of money laundering.
So if
I don't look like I have no money and I'm coming in with a debit card, now think this through. If you put in anything over $9,999 in the bank, you automatically throw up red flags in the bank.
Right.
You're gonna
the damn belt was just $300, $200.
Yeah, but follow the thought, okay? So if I'm money laundering, I'm going to be careful how I put money in the bank, which is why they're asking for these people to prove their bank account. So therefore, a person who has put in some illegal money is going to put in less than $9,999 several times. And then they're going to go make purchases, $300 here, $700 here, $600 here, $1,500 there, et cetera. So they're looking for a paper trail. That's their justification for the money laundering. Now, nigga, you're going to have to prove where your bank account is substantiated. Where'd you get this fucking money
from? That's too much.
Yeah. You got what? I got to go home and get my pay stubs for you?
That's
I got to go get a lawyer now so I can defend myself over some accusations that you just pulled out your ass?
Over a damn belt.
Over a belt?
And you said that there were many situations that Barney, many people that got harassed in Barney's.
Yeah.
After purchasing
Barney's,
some from
Macy's. Them. You know, it's New York.
I heard about Macy's recently
all along
that it happened
that
to somebody in Macy's. Huh?
Yeah. All along that strip is all these high-end stores over by that place where they do concerts. I forgot the name of it.
Madison
Square Garden. All along that strip is these high-end stores.
Yeah, I heard about something happened in Macy's a couple of days ago. I heard about that shit. Same shit happened.
Yeah, that was that actor from that TV, from HBO show, where he went in and they profiled him at Macy's. I've been to those stores. And, you know, when you go, they're so fucking huge that you would assume that, you know, you blend in. They should be used to niggas with money in New York. You would think.
Exactly. Exactly.
You would think. Okay, you really, who goes window shopping in Manhattan?
White people.
Yeah, white people.
Because niggas buy.
Niggas go to Manhattan to purchase shit.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
God damn. Wow. So overall, in a nutshell, man, what's on Jay-Z's mind? Does Jay-Z understand that he's been that fucking token Negro for these crackers, that they done put their dick so far up his ass and it hit his brain and he can't fucking think about, he can't tell that there's something serious going on around this motherfucker?
Jay-Z don't give a shit. He's only giving a explanation because people pushed him into one. Jay-Z doesn't give a fuck what young people think or how they affiliate him with corporate America. He, in his opinion, hell yeah, I'm corporate America. There's nothing about me that says anything different than I am corporate America. So, therefore, let me give you a reason why this is beneficial for you. I'm helping poor people.
Mm-hmm.
There. Go away.
Wow.
Because how long do you think an investigation is going to take? An investigation is going to take months, years for this shit. They will slowly, quietly pay this young boy off and he'll fucking go away. You'll never hear about this shit again. So what investigation?
They got to pay that girl too, goddamn, and a few other motherfuckers that's been harassed.
Yeah, and they will. They will give them a settlement.
Well, hell, in that case, I'm going to go on that motherfucker then. I'm going to New York this weekend. I'm going to Barney's. Fuck that shit. And I'm going to go looking like a goddamn bag lady.
You ain't even got to go to Barney. Just go to Atlanta, the one
I'm going
stores.
To Barney.
They doing the same shit there.
Everybody
they
know
do
me
the
in Atlanta,
same
though.
Shit in
all the
Chicago.
High-end stores. Everybody know me. Got my card on file. My signature. They mail shit to me. I'm a great customer. They send me fucking, what's that shit called? Invites to their private events at Louis and
personal
all the rest
showing.
Of the
yeah,
they
personal
showing.
Yeah,
personal showing. Yeah, I can do it in fucking Atlanta, but I damn sure won't go to Barney's and want a motherfucker to harass my ass. I'm going in that motherfucker, and I'm going to buy a goddamn $200 belt just for the hell of it, just so I can get harassed. But, you know, he took the belt back. They gave him back the money. He said he want somebody. I think the chick might have kept the purse, but I think the little nigga was so hurt about it that he took the shit back. Like, fuck y'all, give my money back. Yeah, I'm going, goddamn. As a matter of fact, everybody's going. Look under your chairs now. I'm giving everybody $300 to go spend at Barney's so we can all get harassed and searched by the police, okay? Look under your chairs now. You get $300, you get $300, you get $300, you get $300. Yeah, it's $325. Thank you, JL. Good God almighty, man.
It don't matter because bad publicity is good publicity. So Barney's don't give a shit.
Barney wrong as fuck. They wrong as hell. I'm more pissed off at goddamn Jay-Z than anybody, though. I'm hurt. Then I had a dream about this nigga this morning, man. You won't believe this shit. Hold on, let me bring in B real quick. B, give us a mic check.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey, B, how you doing today? Welcome, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everybody on the line?
Man, we are just dandy. What you got for us today?
Well, I was going to say the way to hurt retail real bad, and especially when you have sales persons, associates that single you out, you want to buy the shit and then take the shit back because they're on commission. That hurts them more than anything.
Yeah, we got to get harassed first, too. So then
yeah,
we take it back.
Yeah, if you notice they're funny or they've acted funny with you and you notice that, I will buy the shit and then return it right there so they lose the sale.
Yeah. Man, this is some bullshit.
And then walk away
bitch.
And now, bitch.
Exactly. Okay, let me tell y'all about my little dream I had with Jay-Z, right? It could be my little 72-hour subconscious, but the shit was kind of interesting, right? Because, you know, so anyway, so, you know, I'm telling Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z was willing to do an interview, okay? Now, mind you, we're face-to-face. So he was willing to do an interview with me, and then I was like, okay, good. And he was like, hold on. And he reached in his pocket, and he was like, I got the questions for you to ask me. And he said he got the questions that I'm supposed to ask his ass. And I said, nigga, I'm dying to call y'all, motherfucker. I don't go by no scripted motherfucking, no goddamn, because that's the majority of people like that, for the record. You have to ask them the questions that they give you. But that was in the fucking dream and shit. This nigga pulled out his notebook, piece of paper, and was like, I already wrote down the questions so you can ask me and shit. So you already know what's going on with this nigga.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, so, you know, all his little sit-down interviews, even with your presidents and all the rest of them and, you know, people like that, those questions are scripted. So that's why I don't waste my time. That's why I don't waste my time listening to them niggas when they doing a sit-down, because I already know that, you know, those are questions that they have to ask them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like it was back in the days. You know what I'm saying? Back in the
right days,
you know, you can just ask a motherfucker any goddamn thing, and they have to be stuck right there to answer it or just say, I'm not going to answer that, be upset about it.
Yeah, which
you know
is a freestyle.
Absolutely. Yeah, Neff said Jay-Z had 3-word answers. I saw that nigga in the dream. I was like, motherfucker, come on now. This shit don't work that way. Ain't no way in hell. So there was no interview. Because I told him there's no way I'm doing it. No fucking way I'm reading this shit off some fucking paper, nigga. That y'all fucking, no fucking way. I got some serious goddamn questions that you got to answer this shit. Fuck that shit. Anyway, look at Sakim making up excuses. Oh, B, I got something for you, honey. I'm so glad you pushed one.
What?
I thought about your ass, honey, when I saw this shit. But, okay, I'll give it to you now just in case your phone goes out or you just, you know what I'm saying, have to, you know, do something or something. So let me get it over with now. This basically is an article, 10 arguments, B, that prove ancient Egyptians were black.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I thought about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because, you know, that's your stance. I mean, how do we know they were black? I'm just saying, how do we know? How do we know? How do we know? Well, basically,
you know, how do we know they were black?
Say what?
I never said, how do we know the Egyptians was black? I said the Sumerians.
It was the Egyptians, too, at one time. But, you know, the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians, are the Sumerians' children.
Yeah, that's what I had a problem. Y'all was putting two together.
Because they're the children. That's like saying, how do I know that, you know, that your grandmother was black just by looking at you?
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Those are their children. The ancient Egyptians are the Sumerian babies. And then from the ancient Egyptians came the Moors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All niggas. But I'm going to share it with you, though. 10 arguments that prove ancient Egyptians were black. And these are some beautiful photos. Let me put it on your page, honey. You still like? You still got your Facebook?
Yeah. Can you find me? I don't know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You still got your back out in the picture, boo. Okay, let me bring in all ones and let me find yours, your Facebook, and I'll drop the link so you can check it out. All ones, can I get a mic check?
What the deal is, Don?
Hey, honey, how you doing? Rahu Bat Nigga.
I'm doing my best, Don. What's up, B? What's up, Fireliners?
Hey.
You know I'm ready to hear the 10 reasons, Don.
Yes, honey. Oh, I got some more shit. I got some for y'all, for you too, Babylon. This must be a gift for everybody, honey. God damn, every article that dropped on my page, I was like, ooh, this for Babylon. Ooh, this for B. Ooh, this for Neff.
What up, Neff?
I said, ooh, that Jay-Z. I said, ooh, this for Sakim. Okay, B, what's your name on Facebook real quick?
B.
How you spell it?
O-S-B-O-R-N-E.
Who?
O-S-B-O-R-N-E. B-E-E.
O-S-B.
Yeah,
O-R.
That's the last name.
Oh, there it is. Okay, got it. I'm about to drop it on your page now. Damn, girl, you that selfish. You don't even let a nigga post shit on your page, man.
I don't.
Hell
no,
I'm going to have to message you. God damn, B, you got your shit goddamn booby trap. God damn, you made sure nobody don't come start posting shit on your page.
Yeah, man, they had posted some shit on my page about some damn David Icke and all kinds. Them niggas become them Bays and L. I ain't turning that page into no bullshit no more.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Y'all ready? Oh, Babylon, let me drop it on your page, too.
Yeah, I want to see it, Don.
Can you see it on your page, or do I need to put it in your mailbox?
You can put it on my page, Don. Yeah, shit. I want other people to see it.
Okay. All right. Arguments that prove ancient Egyptians was black. We're going to go through this kind of. I'm going to read it fast, but y'all can build on it. You know what I'm saying? Take your time. Yeah. But I got another. Oh, shit. Okay, fine. Even today, a significant number of mainstream Egyptologists, anthropologists, historians, and Hollywood movie makers continue to deny African people's role in humankind's first and greatest civilization in ancient Egypt. This whitewashing of history negatively impacts black people and the images in our world. There remains a vital need to correct the information of our achievements in antiquity. Okay, Senegalese scholar Dr. Cheikh Anta Diop, okay, he was born in 1923 and he died in 1986. He dedicated his life, he died young too, because my grandma was born in 1920. He died young. Dedicated his life to scientifically challenging Eurocentric and Arab-centric views of pre-colonial African culture, specifically those that suggest that ancient civilization of Egypt did not have its origins in black Africa. Since some people continue to ignore the overwhelming evidence that indicates ancient Egypt was built, ruled, and populated by niggas, well, Atlanta Black Star has highlighted 10 of the ways Diop proved the ancient Egyptians was black. And you can see the first picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
when the anthropologist,
when
the anthropologist, uncovered the bodies and shit, and they was all niggas. See that hair, B? See that nigga hair? And that's one thing about Nia Ether hair, boy. That shit cannot be destroyed. You see that nigga hair on that damn skeleton?
Wait a minute, I got
that nigga
hair.
Good God Almighty. Now, physical anthropology evidence, based on his review of scientific literature, Diop concluded that most of the skeletons and skulls of the ancient Egyptians clearly indicates they were Negroid people with features very similar to those of modern niggas in Nubia and other people up the Upper Nile in East Africa. He called attention to studies that included examinations of skulls from the pre-dynastic period 6000 BC that showed a greater percentage of black characteristics than any other type. For this information, Diop reasons that a black race existed in Egypt at the time and did not migrate at a larger stage as some previous Caucasian line theories had suggested. The melanin dosage test. Diop invented a method for determining the level of melanin in the skin of human beings. Melanin is the chemical responsible for skin pigmentation, and it is preserved for millions of years in the skins of fossil animals. How about that? I ain't know that shit. That means that, damn, so your skeleton, went, like my grandmama bones right now, is still black. So the her fuck, that's some deep shit. Because, you know, we be watching the movies and they be goddamn digging up their loved one graves and that shit be pale as fuck, them skeletons. So we dig up our loved one graves right now, nigga. All you going to see is nigga still in the casket. I didn't know that melanin can last for millions of fucking years in the grave. Damn. Diop conducted the melanin test on Egyptian mummies at the Museum of Man in Paris and determined the levels found in the dermis and epidermis of a small sample would classify all ancient Egyptians as unquestionably among the black race. Shall I continue? Y'all got to see these pictures. I'm on page 2 now. We're going to the next pictures. Y'all see these pictures? G, honey, you see this, boo? G, you paying attention?
Yeah. I'm listening, Don. I don't see him, but I'm listening.
I said G. I'm asking G because G got them triads there. They got school today. Let them see that shit. Let them understand what melanin and fossils are. All right. Now, page 2. Osteological evidence. According to Diop, osteological measurements, that's the analyzing of bones, are perhaps the least misleading of the criteria accepted in physical anthropology for classifying the races of men. A first study of this kind was completed by a German archaeologist named Carl Richard Lepsius. How about that? Babylon. Lepsius. Lepus, lepers, at the end of the 19th century. Now, Lepsius,
yeah.
Cannon, with yeah, German archaeologists. These names are the truth, ain't it? They will tell you about their name, boo, which distinguishes the bodily proportions of various racial groups, categories, the ideal Egyptian, as in short arm, and of Negro or Negrito physical type. So there's more images of it. Now, the evidence from blood types, y'all, Diop found that even after hundreds of years of intermixing with foreign invaders, the blood type of modern Egyptians is the same group B as the population of Western Africa on the Atlantic seaboard and not the A2 group characteristics of the white race prior to any crossbreeding.
Mm.
That's
so
why
even with the whole mixing and shit, that's why Dr. York plainly says that Cleopatra was a Nubian, regardless of what others may think, she was still a Nubian. Because their blood type and her skin color, she was a nigga. She was dark-skinned, ugly bitch. Looked like Condoleezza Rice, like I keep telling y'all. I keep telling y'all the bitch looked like Condoleezza Rice, man, the real Cleopatra. Looked just like her. And her story, both their stories are similar. But who am I, right? Who the fuck am I? Anyway, so there we have it with that. I'm moving on to page 3. So the blood types, even in a mixing, they couldn't destroy the ancient Egyptians' bloodline, no matter how many motherfuckers got fucked in it. Okay, so I'm on page 3. Now, the Egyptians, as they saw themselves, Diop noted that Egyptians had only one term to designate themselves, KMT. Which literally means the blacks. This is the strongest term existing in the Pharaonic tongue to indicate blackness, which is Kemet, Kem or Ham, which means black. He added, the term is a collective noun which thus described the whole people of Pharaonic Egypt as a black people. For further evidence, Diop focused on both the monuments and how the ancient Egyptians represented themselves in their art. Now, the cultural unity of Egypt with the rest of Africa. Diop found that in ancient Egypt there existed African cultural commonalities of matriarchy, totemism, divine kinship, and cosmology. Deep, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's your roots. That's your bloodline. The African culture. Matriarchy, totemism, divine kinship, not kingship, Negroes, kinship, and cosmology. The study of the cosmos, honey. Through a study of circumcision and totemism, he offered detailed data on the cultural unity between Egypt and the rest of Africa. He noted, historians are in general agreement that the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Colchians, and people of the southern Levant were among the only people on the earth practicing circumcision, which confirms their cultural affiliations, if not their ethnic affiliations. He added that the Egyptian style of adolescent circumcision was different from how circumcision is practiced in other parts of the world, but similar to how it is practiced throughout the African continent. They ain't going to talk about that matriarch shit, is it? That's where the Hopi and all the rest of them motherfuckers get their shit from.
That's right, John.
Look like we about to get into the Hopis, I think. Think he about to go there.
Hey, I found it interesting, Don, that earlier he mentioned the eastern seaboard of Africa and the Atlantic leading towards America when he was mentioning Egypt and people with B blood type and so on and so forth, proving that, once again, Dr. York was right, that the people here are the fucking Egyptians.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why there's an Egypt all over this motherfucking place on this side.
Yeah.
What's this word? Is it Eptics? Eptics? E-P-I-T-H-E-T-S, epithets, E-P-I,
epithets.
Okay, divine epithets. Diop also demonstrates that black or Negro was a divine epithet invariably used to refer to the chief benevolent gods of Egypt, while evil spirits were depicted as red. In Eurasia, sound familiar? In Eurasian culture, that's in that goddamn 1984 book.
Yep.
In Eurasian
culture.
For redneck, right?
Yep. The red race is the white race or the pale race. They were red race. They were considered red, sir.
And check this shit. In Eurasian culture, good is described as white and evil as black. What came first? Evidence from the Bible. Now, Diop wrote that the Bible tells us that the sons of Ham were Cush and Mizraim, Egypt, and Put and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, and Sapta, and Radma, and Saptecha. According to biblical traditions, Ham was the father of the black race. Diop asserted that, generally speaking, all Semitic traditions, Jewish and Arab, class ancient Egypt with the countries of the blacks.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, according to what we just read, according to the lineage that was just given, if you look into that, you'll find out that that's Nimrod's family, that that's Cush. The lineage you just read—that's
right.
That's Cush, and so Cush or Nimrod lived in Babylon, which answers B question. You guys, any cracker, what race was Nimrod? And they'll say black. So the people of Babel, B-A-B-E-L, which is Sumer or Shinar, and the person who built all 10 of the cities in Shinar was Nimrod. So there you go, B. The Sumerians were Negroes. They was black too.
So are the West, Hindus black?
No, yes. The Hindus are not black. The Hindus
they're black
are
devils.
Black devils, yeah. That's just the difference. It's just because
black.
The person has
black.
No,
black.
Listen, B. It's somebody with melanin and it's somebody with carbon. The Hindus are carbon based and we melanin based. That's why Sheikh Anti Diop is pointing out the melanin and not the carbon. You can look on the internet and see that carbon produces black. But also, you don't have to get black from carbon or being burnt. We're not burnt. We black because we're a combination of all existing colors. And that will give you black, too. So we black based on ether and melanin. And they black based on carbon and burning.
Okay, so how do you differentiate and discern who's carbon-based and who's not? Because
you can tell
that,
because they look like they got carbon in them, some charcoal. They look like they've been, you can tell by their skin texture of what they are. And you are absolutely right when we're talking about carbon. Because if you take a Hindu, an Indian, East Indian, that's who they really are, Hindus, Indios.
Yes.
You take an Indian and put them next to a Nubian person, you can tell the difference in the skin in the skin color. So you can tell they are carbon versus the Nubian person that is melanin. You can look.
That's
and
right.
They don't have the same color as we do.
And the
they
texture
give off
the
a carbon
skin.
Color.
Neither do
that's
the
right.
Neither do the Indian. The American Indians don't either. They
well,
have,
there's no
such
thing make. As American Indians. Those are Hindus. That's where the word Indian comes from. It's a Hindu word. It means it, the original word for Indian is Indios, and it comes from Hindu. Indian.
That's right.
Okay? The word Indian, that has nothing to do. Ain't nobody over here that's an Indian. They have to come from Hindu or Indy. From Indios, from the Hindus. There is no such thing as an American Indian. That's a lie.
That's right.
The name.
That's not even an American word. The word Indian is not even an English word. It's a Hindu word. Right. Because they are the Indios, the Indians. And
so
Indians does not mean indigenous. Because they was not here first, the black devils. They came here and mixed in with the pygmy tribes. And the Ethiopians, the Ethiopian tribes.
That's right.
And they came down from Nevada. They came down and mixed with them, raped them and shit. But you can look at, I'm telling you, look at an Indian today in America, your Hindus, and put a nigga next to them, you can tell that there's a different type of hue coming from their complexion.
That's
so
the
yes,
word,
hit, that's why I've goddamn Babylon, you hit it, motherfucker. Nigga, you deep. Because, goddamn it, I always wondered, they don't have the same hue that's coming from their skin. And I was wondering, what's the, it looks charcoal. It looks like it got
that's
some shit
is.
In them. Yeah, and that's the carbon. Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, Babylon, you fucking helped me out today. I was always wondering why them motherfuckers don't look like niggas.
Yeah. I mean, I see light-skinned Hindus done with a black hue. You even on a light-skinned Hindu, you can see the black hue up under the goddamn skin, if you
that's
know what
carbon.
I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's that carbon.
Yeah, that's that carbon shit. And then, Donna,
yeah,
you brought
see,
me
people
to
people don't
situation.
Get it that Hindus are not from this fucking planet. The original Hindus, once when they came here, they mixed in.
Right.
But they straight up 666. They're straight
what
six. They got carbon. I'm sorry.
Okay. What you're saying now is that people, I know people in my family that have that hue, that have that color, and they can pass for Hindus. What are you saying?
They get out of Hindus.
Are they Hindus?
Because they got that nasty-looking goddamn color on their ass. If you saying they can pass for Hindus, that's just like you telling me I can pass for white. Now, that's not true. So, and obviously, this goes to show that the Hindus, the original Hindus from Nirvana, came and mixed with the Ethiopians. It goes to show you that. And through the process of mixing the whole up, it's going to show back up in four generations. Now, mind you, we're talking about, what, like millions of years ago? That day, not millions of years, but maybe 600,000? How many years ago when them Hindus started fucking them people in Nubia and Ethiopia and the Tar tribes and shit? That was a long time ago. 750,000, almost a million years ago. So, mind you, every 4 generation, it's going to show back up. So if you trace the people that's in your family and you got to go back, you're going to see it still show up. You're going to see it show up. Because remember now, the Hindus' job was to spread their seeds all over this motherfucker. That was their mission. And not only to spread their seed, but also to spread their demonic culture of six ether ghost worship.
Yeah.
That's right, Don.
It was to spread
all
that
shit. People like
that
was us.
Absolutely.
People like that was the region. And they had to be black.
And they were the only ones
that
can come and have they were the only ones that can trick the Mayans, because the Mayans knew about the nigga that came to them. They were the only ones that can trick the Mayans thinking that they are Quetzalcoatl and the Aztecs and all them. Because look like Inky, but the nigga wasn't Inky.
Yeah, that's right, Don.
Still don't see the correlation with the way the Egyptians looked, the way we look, and some of us do favor the Egyptians. I'm not saying that we are not descendants. I'm saying that the African that is there today is not over in the other parts of Africa. The Africans that have the really woolly hair and the bones and the plates in the lips and practice and all this shit.
All that came from Hindu.
And building shit
that's the Hindu culture.
Those are not related to us. We look
that's
nothing like
that. That's because, B, you think that the Egyptians look like the people who they show you on TV.
That's right, Fire Lioness.
No,
which
I
am.
I don't. Are you saying that? Then that would be insulting me saying I never did any type of investigation or any type of studies myself on these cultures.
No, I'm not insulting you.
What's on TV?
That the Egyptians, the original Kushites, those people do not look like the people who you see. You never see those.
Them. They're on the wall. You can see them. They don't look like the Africans that you will see right now that spread
that's
dung
not true,
on themselves, that build dung huts to live in. They do not look like them.
That's
and
not
you
true,
see them.
There's plenty of depictions, B, of,
point. My point
of,
exactly.
of Nubian,
look at
of a Nubian faces on the walls of Egypt.
He
I don't
had
get
those
it.
People in bondage.
Not all of them were under a chariot.
That is like one depiction.
Those are not the same people.
On the wall, there are the depiction of four races on that wall. There's a
51
of four.
On the walls of 51.
Yes, four races. One is Saharan. One is your Hindu. One is what they're calling Kemet. And the other one is the white folks.
That's right, Hixos.
So when you look at you absolutely know that the inner continent people were the darkest people. So you mean to tell what you're saying to me is that the person who's depicted as Kemet is not the same as the Kushite.
That showed in bondage, the ones that they would hold by the hair and smite, the ones they would sick the dogs on, the ones that was under his flip-flops.
I wish I could answer that for you, because the ones you can look on my page right now, and you'll see the Narmer palette, and you'll see the motherfuckers that they grabbing by the hair are called Sea People, and they from the coast of Sedan and Tyree, and those people are Caucasians. Those people are Hyksos. So you
hold up.
Let me finish, B. Let me tell you something so you can learn. There were warring black tribes in Egypt. The Egyptians did fight against the Libyans, who lived above them in the Sahara. So the Egyptians did fight against the fucking Libyans, and so there were times when you see scenes where Egypt conquered Libya. The Egyptians fought with the Sudanese and even the Kushites, because that was what they wanted to do. That's who wanted to rule Pharaoh, the whole of that land. So when you see those pictures of them where black people or dark-skinned people like them that's chained up or roped up and their heads grabbed and they got maces above their head cracking skulls, that's because those are the conquered tribes that they conquered. So that goes for any kind of goddamn magazine that you look at.
Thank you, Babylon, and that's what I was going to say. You're looking at a depiction of war and those people who are fighting. So when you are at war with another tribe, of course you're going to show all these depictions of you conquering them, smashing them, etc. But that is not lineage. So you're confusing the two different things, and this is what white people always show you. They always want to show you the pictures of what they are claiming themselves to be the original Egyptians conquering blacks.
Yes.
That's what they always come out with. But you got to go beyond those pictures to the original four races.
Okay, so when I'm asking you then, because they're depicted on the walls, are they not? So they did not want you to know. They were aware that they were depicting to show you these are the races. So when they show you then, they have these races in captivity and bondage right now, and these are the really short, kinkly, peasy head, big lips, really dark skin. These were the ones that were despised. I'm telling you.
Okay.
You
all
not
right.
tell
we,
me
I,
they
I,
are
I,
two
I,
in the same. Show me one Egyptian pharaoh. Show me one Egyptian depicted on that wall that looked like them Africans they had in bondage.
Queen Ty. Queen
Ty.
All of them. Look beyond the fucking fact that these pictures, that these drawings and shit that you're looking at are thousands, 10, 20,000 years old, and they have faded. Look beyond that. Look at the features.
Those Africans didn't
look
fade.
At the nose. Look at the nose.
Those
look at the lips. Look at the eyes. Don't look at the color.
Oh, man. You just said they faded. But those African colors didn't fade.
I mean, but
those
if you want a boost, Of a face who you're talking about look like a nigga, look at Queen Ty right there on the second page.
Okay.
Look at Queen Ty.
Lineage and her history. I will do that.
Yeah, because I tell you right now, man, she go to my lineage, man. My family did extensive research on Queen Nefertiti, Queen Ty, all those who came through the way of Ethiopia and found their way up into Upper Egypt. Look at Queen Tai. I'm gonna show you. I got. Let me go to my Facebook page.
Queen Tai was Nubian. She was from Nubia.
All the way.
Right? Now, let me say this. Okay, to take these people and say we are coming back to throw the usurpers out, and then come back and reclaim and join these two kingdoms. When you say I'm coming back, that is not saying that there's a different group of people that I'm going to conquer. It is saying I'm throwing the usurpers out, the people who came in and took my kingdom. So if you're looking at Tai, Nefertiti, you're looking at all these people, these people are black. They are dark skinned. They are not your light skin. They're not mulattoes. They threw them out. I'm coming back. I can't say it no other way. Over the course of the dynasties, you've got different groups of people who come in who portray that they are Egyptians or they're the original people. You've got different groups, and those different groups keep the original people, keep having to overthrow them and throw them back out, push them back out, because you opened the fucking door and let these motherfuckers in the first place. So now you got to come back and fight again for your kingdom.
That's right, Fireliners. Did we lose Babylon?
I'm okay right now, Jeff.
Okay. All right,
just
so I can
tell you one thing, Don.
Okay,
I just
want to
say one thing, Don. The 46 dynasties that B and the rest of the world is looking at is not even ancient Egypt. That's considered modern-day fucking Egypt to the Egyptians that existed for hundreds of thousands of fucking years. So those dynasties you see, those are considered mixed dynasties anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the pictures that you see, like Fireliner showed you, are doctored up by the crackers who went to Egypt before you. Champollion and goddamn E. Wallace Budge, E.J. Wallace Budge, and all the rest of the motherfuckers who were over in Egypt changing pictures and knocking off fucking noses and manipulating the goddamn story so that you would think that they not black or that they don't look like Africans.
You look at Queen T,
or Ty is Nefertiti, her name is T. Look at Queen T, Nefertiti. Even that picture is doctored up. The picture of Nefertiti, the bust, look at it. That one is doctored up. Everything you looking at is a fucking rendition of what we had. That's not the real fucking pictures. That's not who we are. Look at Khufu. Why are you thinking
when you're looking
at the nose
that's
off
real.
The shit?
When you're looking at the walls, they're the real deal. And for anybody to say those faces have faded, when you
no, I ain't saying that. We said they faded, not only faded, but they've been doctored up. They've been changed.
Yes.
They had all
they
to come
repainted.
In and repaint
they have
those
been
pictures.
Repainted. I don't know how many ways to say this. They went in, the archaeologists, the Egyptologists from 1880, after Napoleon, they went in and repainted those pictures. They repainted the wall.
Photoshop.
They repainted them to be what? Dark black.
Light skin.
Dark African.
Light skin. To be brighter, to be lighter, to look like
images.
The Arabs that are there.
I'm talking about the African images. Not the light images. I'm talking about the dark images are still there, intact, as they were.
Have you been there, B?
No, I haven't been there.
Have you seen the paintings on the wall? Have you seen them?
No.
So what are you accepting the fact that they put the shit in a piece, in a book, and you're accepting that? I have not been there, but I have read enough shit that told me the dates of when they came in under the quote-unquote, what do they call that shit when they redo some shit? They reclamation, they're reclamating it, which means we're redoing this shit for you.
Right, restoring and shit, all that restoring.
I have to depend on the books I read, just like you're doing.
I'm telling you that if I was the ruling world class in the world, would I tell you that these people were niggas? Would I
hell
say
no.
that
hell
these
no, especially
people
if I'm
who
the
ruled the fucking world would look like you? And I will tell you exactly when the shit, when I it dawned on me. King, King Tut did an exposition in the 70s. I went to that exposition, and when me and the rest of the niggas who I went with walked into the fucking room, there was a thing where it said, look in here and you'll see King Tut's face.
Okay,
all the white people were lined up to look in it.
Mm,
when these motherfuckers,
like?
Listen, Don, when they took their face and looked in this little machine, and then they turned around and looked at us, it was like they said, God damn, them niggas.
Mm.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm going to show you where you just proved my point, because you said, do you think that the ruling people would show you that these people look like you? You just proved my point that then they either went in and colored those people dark black that they would put in bondage so that they wouldn't look like us, because we don't look like that.
Okay, let me just clear this shit up.
You know what's so interesting? Even in the Prince of Egypt, the little cartoon, Babylon. I know Nell know what I'm talking about, the Prince of Egypt cartoon. You know they got fucking Moses looking straight Hindu.
Yeah,
I know,
absolutely
they do.
Yeah.
That's right.
And all them motherfuckers, they got them sending out their carbon-based skin color.
Right. Well, I tell you this, B, check out the Temple of Karnak. Check out the Temple of Karnak and the temple where they showed the great hippo who was on top of the ceiling in that all-blue fucking tomb that they closed for hundreds and hundreds of years. And the reason why they closed it for hundreds and hundreds of years, because you look on top of the ceiling and all of them is niggas. All
even the Dendera. Yeah, even the Dendera, you'll see the niggas around the star constellation, the Dendera.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen that, and that's not my issue because I know that they are.
This is the thing, B. This is the thing, B. Fuck the pictures. Watch this. Do you know who the doggone tribes of Mali are?
Yes, I've done some research.
They're alive to fucking date. You know what they look like, right?
Right.
Aren't they dark skinned with nappy fucking hair and big, thick lips?
Right.
The doggones are the children of the ancient Egyptians. Don't believe me, ask a fucking doggone. Don't believe me, read any doggone cosmology. Don't believe me, ask
the
me how if the if the doggones are the original children of the fucking ancient Egyptian and they still got their story recorded on the walls of every goddamn thing, and they build mud and read fucking huts, and they live African, and they fucking carry bones and fucking put bones in their fucking ear. You tell me, and they got the same story as the Egyptian. They got the same Sirius star. They got a god named Amun, which is nothing but Amun-Ra. They do the whole goddamn thing. Hold on, B. The doggones are the children of the ancient Egyptian, and they don't deny it. This is who they
in
say
fact,
they descended from.
Callers. You ran have taught, but if you go to the doggone tribe, they're not going
to say. I just told you to ask a doggone. How you going to twist my fucking words? I just told you to ask a doggone. Ask a doggone if they're the children of Egypt. Now, don't try to make up shit, B. That's being just straight crazy now. Don't make up shit. We can pick up any book and see that the doggones have always said that even the craft that landed, Amma, landed in Egypt. They tell you that they from Egypt. And the Egyptians say they from, and the Egyptians themselves will say, we from Punt, P-U-N-T, which is nothing but fucking Ethiopia, Abyssinia.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go around telling lies. I'm saying the people tell you where the fuck they're from regardless of what you see.
You are. I'm asking you to prove it.
I just told you. Okay, here go my proof, B. Take some time. Pull up on your computer, just like you did for Don right now, what you're doing now. Look up the Temple of Pharaoh Seti I, and then look at the pictures on the walls of Seti I, and then get back with us.
So what am I supposed to do?
You said you want to see it. You want proof? I done gave you doggone proof, the people that still living in said Egyptians. We done gave you the temples. Neph gave you the temple in goddamn Karnak. I gave you the temple of Seti I. Five Islands gave you Seti I. We done told you the Dendera. Don told you the Dendera. We done told you that you can look on the walls and pictures. And you and we done told you that the people say they from France. The doggone say they from Egypt. Then everybody say they from the same fucking place. When you looking at a Sumerian tablet or a scroll or whatever, you looking at a hieroglyph. The Sumerians wrote in pictures, so that's hieroglyphic.
Even if he goes into the Zulu tribe, the Zulus will tell you that. All of them will tell you they came from the same fucking place.
Do you realize that the Africans don't even acknowledge themselves? Do you realize when you go over there and you start telling them that you're from this tribe and you're from it, they don't acknowledge that. They don't even acknowledge that bullshit.
What they tell you about you has nothing to do with what they tell you is their ancient history. I'm telling you. Even if it took a lot of people over here in America a long time to deny that they were from ancient Egypt. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, you can tell there's been a lot of mind fucking going on for centuries.
Go to South Africa, B, and talk to the Zulu and ask them where they originally came from. They'll give you the same story as the Dogon.
Yeah. They'll say they came from the stars. From what I studied, they never said nothing about Egypt.
No, that's a lie, B. They say the person that landed from the damn star landed on the moon.
They will give you the story of the migration of their fucking people. They will tell you that.
Both people said they came from the same place, and this matched this name, and this matched this name. No, tell me where the doggone say we are direct descendants of the Egyptians.
I got it right here, B. I got it right here in a book called Ancient Egypt and the Pharaohs by Dr. York. That ain't a primary source, though, to you, huh?
A primary source. What is the primary source?
Yeah, we just told you. You can go look on the temples of the doggone tribes of Mali, and they'll tell you that the being that came down named Nomo and Nomo died. Hold up, B.
What are you talking about? You got it.
You said a primary source. Then when the person stayed in the primary source, you want to out-talk them. So you talk, then I'll talk.
What is that archaeologist's name? Robert Temple. Babylon, I'm talking to you. You remember Robert Temple and Lawrence Scranton.
I'm talking about the black one.
I'm talking about the Ethiopian. Shiap. You know who I'm talking about?
Diop. Check Ante Diop, yeah.
Check Ante Diop. He's a primary source.
Yeah, that's what we're
reading from.
That's what we're using today. I've never seen where he said
that the doggone said they came from Egyptian. He said from his research that's what he concluded. Show me the doggone.
I'm going to say it again, B.
America
you can
said,
go to the doggone themselves.
Show me a primary source.
You ain't going to see it because you just told me. Themselves, they're still alive today.
Is the doggone.
Yeah, and they say we from Egypt. They start, when you say the doggone came from a star, how did they get here, B? We ain't in the fucking spookism. So if they came from a star, then when they got from the star, they landed on Earth. Now, where did they land at? They say they landed in fucking Egypt, B. So then what would that make them be if they come from a fucking star and the people from the star land on a craft in Egypt? They even tell you the sound of the damn craft hit the ground. They tell you the fucking sound, Nuwapu. They tell you the sound of the craft when it hit the fucking ground, Nuwapu. So then you tell me where the fuck they from if the craft they was on landed in Egypt.
Okay, where is this primary source found at?
I just told you. Okay, I'm going to tell you again. The name of the doggone elder is called the Hogan. Write this shit down. H-O-G-O-N, which takes us to the Hopi, because the Hopi elder lives in a Hogan, H-O-G-O-N. So the doggone elder name is the Hogan. Look up the word Hogan. Look up the word Hogan, and then say Hogan. Where are the doggone from? Google that shit. Google ain't even going to lie to you. Google Hogan, where are the doggone from? Just Google that. There you go. Now, then you're going to have your primary source, and on the temples in doggone country, throughout Africa, Mali, the Sahara, and all that other shit, because the Sahara Desert is connected on to Egypt where the fucking doggone live, but you'll sit here and tell me that, hey, they not from Egypt. How the fuck you going to have a whole nother race of people that live next door to the motherfuckers walking distance? And they're another whole race, a whole other race of motherfuckers. The goddamn Sumerians live across the damn river from the Nile. The Nile River, the goddamn Sumer, tigers, all that shit is across the fucking Nile River. You cross that thin-ass river and go over to the other side and your ass in Sumer. So you mean to tell me because it's a goddamn river running through the land that divide the people in race? Y'all, that's straight-up stupidity. That's ignorance, B. That ain't smart at all. So the doggones are Egyptian, the fucking Sumerians, Egyptians are Sumerian, and everybody over there in fucking Africa got big noses and big lips and nappy fucking hair. And due to mixing after a while and people coming in and doctoring up the fucking pictures, this is what happened. And as far as the straight-haired, black-ass Hindu people that you looking at, that you saying that's not, those people are from the fucking Indus Valley, and they are invaders, and we talk about them all the fucking time. Those are East Indians, Hindus, people that speak Sanskrit.
Have you seen the Falashians? Yes or no?
Falashians
do not all have big lips and nappy hair. What are you talking about?
What you talking about? Those are mixed breed of people. The Falashians are not the original fucking Africans. The doggones predate the fucking Falashians. I know who the Falashians are. They're the Hadendawa. And the Hadendawa are a biblical fucking tribe based on the tribe of Dan and Dina. That's fucking religion. So when you look at the Falashars or the fucking Hadendawa called the Fuzzy Wuzzies, which is nothing but the fucking tribe of Dan, that's as far back as they fucking go. They mixed breed of Africans with aquiline features. You could go to Sudan right now and you'll see you can go to Sudan right now and you'll see aquiline features. You can go to Egypt right now and see aquiline features. You go to America, you see aquiline features. So looking at a motherfucker today and telling me that they don't have big lips and nappy hair and thick noses, the Falashars got the nappiest fucking hair you ever want to see. That's why they call the fucking Fuzzy Wuzzy. So don't tell me they ain't got big noses. And some of them do got big noses and big lips. But the ones that you see, much like in South America, the elite, the so-called ones that took over, the fucking disagreeables, when you watch Mexican show, you see the light-skinned Mexicans, they the interviewers. You see the light-skinned Mexicans, they the ones that's got the black Mexicans on stage looking like a goddamn fool. The same way you see this cracker Ricky Lake on stage and you see the black people on stage looking like goddamn fools. So you can go across the fucking country and see that the lighter-skinned races have dominated the societies since the time of the cracker, and that was acceptable because that's what the cracker wanted to do. Even in the so-called slave story, you see where the light-skinned Negroes are considered the wet, the house niggas, and the dark-skinned Negroes are considered wet, the field niggas. So this same Jim Crow laws and this same old goddamn divide-and-conquer bullshit between light-skinned and dark-skinned has always been an issue since they came in the fucking play, B. So don't try to come to us with that dumb shit talking about no motherfucking people without nappy hair, dark skin, and thick lips. We know what nine-ether hair is. We know what nine-ether skin melanin is. And we know what brown eyes is. And we know what thick lips and big hips and big asses come from. That's black people. Ain't nobody around here trying to deny that shit. Not even a fucking cracker. Ain't nobody doing that but you, B.
I'm not denying that they are black. You still keep saying that I'm trying to deny that they're black. I'm just saying that they are, and y'all keep
picking and choosing when you want to say that's because this one's mixed, or that's because they black devils. That they black devils. They ain't real blacks. They call them blacks. Y'all want to pick and choose when it's convenient.
I'm saying you don't listen to science, B. You don't listen to science. You ask the question. You say, why are those people black and why are these people black? I said, well, one of them carbon-based and one of them melanin-based. We even gave you the formula as to why carbon is black and why the melanin is and why the melanin is black. Then we said, but look, there is a difference. Look at the hue. You said, well, my family got that hue. That's because your family mustaches and beards are the same texture as their hair, as you stated before when we were talking about Farrakhan. So you know those are fucking Hindus. So if you're a fucking Hindu, ain't no denying it, it ain't no problem. You are who you fucking are. And if you're a Hindu black person mixed, like Adam was, then you just a Hindu and a Nubian mixed. That's who you are. That's who the fuck you are. But, however, that still don't change the fact that Hindus, East Indians, have 6 ether to 7 ether fucking hair. They hair is straight. They hair is not fucking nappy. The aboriginals are black in Australia. Dark skin as fuck, but they still got that carbon base just like the fucking Hindu, and they hair still go blonde just like the fucking cracker, but they hair is coily and curly and fucking blonde. So where the fuck that come from, B? Does that make them the original fucking Africans? No, the original Africans got black hair with thick lips and big noses and big hips. That's us. Now, did we mix with a whole bunch of motherfuckers that invaded? Yes. Is the 46 dynasties of Egypt considered ancient Egypt? Hell no. Is that all you being fed like the fucking Martin Luther King story? Absolutely. That's all you being fed. That's all you fucking looking at is the 46 records that they have. You're not looking at ancient fucking Egypt. How come in your stories, when you're looking at your stories, how come you don't hear about the life and the story of fucking Mayat? You don't know shit about Mayat. You don't know which country she from. You don't know a goddamn thing about Tuhuti. You don't know where he from. You don't know where he grew up at. But you can hear the whole fucking story of King Tut, sorry ass. But you'll never pay attention to the fact that the pre-dynastic, that's the fucking word, pre-dynastic, pre-his fucking story, before his story, we had one. And that story has become a mystery and is now lost to motherfuckers that want to goddamn paint pictures of our people and make them cartoons and shit. And y'all niggas on the internet assisting these stupid motherfuckers in lightening up these pictures and taking away the features and making our set and Haru and all the rest of the motherfuckers into goddamn Neutronoid, because that's where y'all mind at. You can't go to fucking Egypt and see that shit on the walls. You can't go there and show me nowhere on the walls of Seti I. You can't show me where the Egyptian Ta don't look like a nigga. Ta is a fucking doggone. Look at the picture of Ta, any statue of Ta, and tell me that nigga is a cracker. Look at a picture of Imhotep anywhere in the world and tell me that that ain't a goddamn doggone. You tell me why the elite of Egypt have dark skin nap hair. Tell me why the Olmecs got a fucking ankh in their ear, hanging in their fucking ear. They got the ankh symbol, and they built pyramids, and look at their fucking nose, lips, and hair. And look at the fucking headdress they got on, which is Egyptian. Tell me how they get dark skin with thick lips and nappy fucking hair. And then you want to tell us that they look different because the Egyptians wore a fucking wig. So you really think that that's Isis' real fucking hair. So you really do think that that's Queen T them hair. I mean, not Queen T, but all the rest of the motherfuckers' hair, Nephthys' hair. Them
are
fucking wigs, man.
Are you asking me because I'm very aware that they wore wigs?
Yeah, but you act like they didn't have nappy fucking hair. What you think was
low self-esteem. That's why she wore them wigs.
Yeah. That's what they done. She was trying to look like a crack. I mean, what the fuck, man? These stupid. This shit predate crackers, and they still wore wigs. They didn't even go hair.
And
some of them didn't even go for them.
Mm-hmm. She suffered from low self-esteem. She must have been visited by them Oliverians, Babylon.
Same time. What is it? Did she have
I agree, Don.
Wig.
B, I suggest if you want another primary source, go to The Destruction of Black Civilization.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Right.
By Chancellor Williams, and read chapter 3 again. Egypt, the Rise and Fall of Black Civilization. Read that chapter again.
I'll do that.
Okay. I don't want to read no more of the 10 arguments that prove ancient Egyptians were black. Fuck it, I'm fine, y'all.
It's a no-brainer. They were black.
I got it from, I did it for B, and this is terrible. Y'all spoiled my gift.
I'm claiming they crackers, or I want to be white, or some shit. I don't know. That's not my argument at all.
Let me hear it, Don. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Let me ask you a question. What was your argument? Because I never heard it, by the way.
That they, we were all over this planet, and we are not all related, is my argument.
I there totally agree with that. Absolutely. We're certainly not. Absolutely. I agree.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right. But there is some kinship going on from the ancient Egyptians, the Dogons, to the Almacs, all of that, when they kept their tribe pure. Those are your kinships.
Okay, and that's all I wanted was a primary source on that note.
But remember, though, that we're talking about in four generations, your DNA tumble forth anyway. It's going to always tumble forth.
Okay, well, I have no problem with that. But what I'm saying is with all these tribes that were all over the world, and then we know from discussions before that, Africa was not always where it was. So if it was that close to South America and here, we was everywhere, and all these people were not relate. They are not the same.
Why are you trying to say we all over the world as if the world always looked like the land masses that it looked like now? What about when the world or the planet Earth was one fucking landmass and we were one people? What about when the world was one landmass and we were one people? Were we all over the world then?
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah,
absolutely. We were all over the world then. So when the motherfucker broke apart. No, B. You answered it. Yeah, I said when the world was one landmass, were we all over the world then? You said yes. So then when the motherfucking world broke apart, then we was all over the world then. So what the fuck changed us? How did we become another fucking race then? Just because America floated west, what made them no longer Egyptians or Africans?
I didn't say it didn't no longer make them. I'm saying.
So then, why are you believing this fucking fake ass story talking about we not the same people today that existed then? Because you just said when the earth was one landmass, we was all over the motherfucker. Then when it broke apart, we were still all over the motherfucker. So when did we not become the same people that we always were? Because you're saying that we not there right now. You're saying that, no, those are not the same people in Central America. But Central America fucking broke away from the one landmass, B. So then the people in Central America would still be the same people that was once a part of the one landmass and was once a part of the one fucking people.
Okay, so you're saying that then everybody was just related and everybody worshipped the same thing. Nobody had different cultures.
No, I'm saying that scientists trace all human beings back to one fucking woman called mitochondrial Eve.
And all those black cultures, even pre-dynastic, did not have the same culture.
I'm saying, fuck your culture, and yeah, we did have the same culture, because the Dogon practiced the bottle right, the Hopi practiced the bottle right, the Egyptians practiced the bottle right, the fucking South Americans practiced the bottle right, everybody practiced the same fucking right. You see the fucking feathered serpent everywhere you go, you see a serpent with wings in Egypt, you see a serpent with wings in America, you see a serpent with wings all over the fucking world, even in your society now called a medical symbol, the caduceus, they call it, take a Hippocratic fucking oath, which is nothing but from Imhotep. So yes, B, it's the same fucking culture. They call it chemistry. You call it alchemy. It's the same
language,
B. We want to ask you, B, because you bringing up shit, then you want to run everywhere once your ass get proven wrong. Is it not true that the world was one landmass and people lived on that landmass? True. Okay.
What?
Were all those people all over the one landmass? True. Did the one landmass break apart? True. When it broke apart, were those people still on those pieces that broke apart? True. So true. Then, when did they not stay the same people that was a part of the one landmass? That's the stupidest
That's
shit in the world. Your shit just ain't adding up.
Oh, we're related.
No, this ain't even a relation. This is the same fucking people. Look, if me and Fire Lioness and Neff is holding hands and done, we holding fucking hands. And we all came from the same fucking place. All four of us Nubians. Now, then, all of a sudden, the earthquake split four ways. Neff on one, Fire Lioness on one, I'm on the other, and Don on the other. And we give birth to children. Oh, yeah, we got husbands and wives now. So then we give birth to children on each part of our land. Does that make our children, because we name the land, my land, America, does that make my children American and not the original people that we were when we was on the one land? Does that make Don's children something other than when we was on the original one land just because she let name her land Egypt? Does that make Neff's children anything other than her children because she named her children her land doggone country?
Oh,
he
all
started
in one house, and then Babylon and his wife moved out and had children, and I moved out and had children. And my child still my child, but she ain't all been
related. So yes,
I don't know, Don. She might be, you know what I'm saying? We part of the B shit. We can't tell.
You was talking about the Hindus and calling them black devils. That's that's how the whole thing started. I'm under the assumption that he doesn't like you calling Hindus black devils. Don't call them black devils. Is that the problem? Is that the problem, the fact that they called Hindus black devils?
Are you
Is that your objection?
Are you asking me that about black Hindus?
You didn't hear my question. Is your objection
that
there were the
people already related? He said, "Me, Neff, Don, we're holding hands, and just we split up when the earth split up. We have kids, and that means our kids ain't hell yeah." Be related, motherfucker. I ain't stupid. What the fuck do you think you're talking to? I'm saying that you start talking about shit from other planets coming here, and they landed here, and there was different races on this motherfucker because y'all conveniently say it when you want to say the motherfucking Venetians created the E-meter. Then motherfucker, how's everybody related?
Wow.
Because the Venetians came here, motherfucker, how come the white man ain't from the Venetians?
Hey, well, I answer that, B. Let me see if Fire Lioness want to ask her a question. I do what she going to do.
No.
Shit.
When it's convenient, it's off of the contract. Fuck out of here.
It was an observation that I thought that the whole conversation went south when y'all said Hindus was black devils.
Yeah.
Nah, well, I don't feel that way, so I don't know where you get that from. That's not
you
even
get mad because you're a Hindu.
Listening to my arguments, then if you felt that I got mad or the argument started with Hindus being black devils, that's nowhere near where the argument started.
What did it start at, B? Because I wanted to share this with you, boo.
Started with talking about are the Egyptians black? My argument is that, no, they are not all related over there. And the Sumerians, I said, I did not find that they were related. If y'all have resources and evidence to prove that, all I ask is for it. But then y'all conveniently say that, okay, now, yeah, when this science comes, that ain't come from us. That came from Mars, or that came from Pluto, from the fucking Indian dudes, or the motherfucking whatever. And then, but we all related. But then the white man came from the cave, but then you got Venetians that created the E-meter. Get the fuck out of here.
This girl is all over the place. But B, listen, B. The person that you're talking about, when we say the Venusians. You talking about from 19 goddamn 40s and 50s, these were Valiant Thor and L. Ron Hubbard and Nikola Tesla. You talking about the 40s. Tesla died in like 43. So you talking about the 40s and the 50s, B. So these are not the fathers. Let me finish, because you mentioned the goddamn E-meter, which is called the goddamn the engram, the reader, the auditor. That's what you're talking about that the Church of Scientology uses, the thing they use to read spirits and date back time and shit and pull out gems and capture people's soul. We know what you're talking about, the engram machine. So the person that invented that or the people that came with that technology existed in the 40s, and they was traveling here like human beings was going to the fucking moon. So they was in and out of this motherfucker. The vortex opened up in 43, the fucking year Tesla died. So now that we know that these are Venusians coming here, these people have nothing to do with having their own fucking race on this planet. That ain't what we're discussing. We talking about the beings that the doggone say came down from a star in Sirius A called Sirius B, and the planet is called Iduma, and they came here to the fucking planet Earth. Now, that predates your 1940s and 50s story of the Venusians, so that X them out. Now, as far as the white man, so what if we know and teach that he came from a disease inside of black people and that he's not a fucking race? So what if we know that he's an albino, a defective gene in a black person, and dwindled down and lost the salt and calcium in his fucking body and became known as what you call a Caucasian living in Europe? And we made the distinction between his kind and our kind, kinship and our kinship, because he is not a fucking race. The cracker is not a race. He's just another species. And you'll hear us say that from time to time, that his freckles just ain't that close to fucking together. That's all. He's still a nigga. The cracker you looking at is not another race. He's a nigga. And all the fucking Asians right now, you can look on any science TV channel, anywhere in the world, all the Asians, Japanese, Chinese, all them motherfuckers saying straight up, we were originally black. All of the people here, our culture and everything is originally black. So where you getting off thinking that we think that it's some separate races or something, that's something that was indoctrinated into y'all. Because we know these the same people. We know that every child on the planet Earth is our fucking children, and we're responsible for them. Just the monkeys that got out the fucking cage, and now they think they're greater than us.
They're just acting
for
up.
Shit being put back in perspective. Yeah,
the
that's
creation
all.
Thinking they are greater than the creator.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
funny on the fucking eight.
Hey, Babylon, the civilized is thinking they are greater than the civilizer.
This ain't happened before. It happened in the Sumerian tablet. They tried to bring the gods down. It happened in Atlantis when human beings, mortals, rose up against the gods. Hell, it always happened. Shit, we done seen that before. What the fuck? You can fight a god? It just means
hey,
supreme
they showed that in Stargate, didn't they? When all them little fucking Caucasians tried to take down Amun-Ra, or whatever his fucking name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They so showed them in Clash of the Titans when the goddamn little cracker god Zeus, she bought that shit. Little cracker god Zeus and the humans rose up and ripped Zeus statue down and shit. They showed in the movie Achilles, goddamn it, with Brad Pitt, where he goddamn go and tear down the goddamn statue of Zeus and shit. That's always been human beings' mentality to become God themselves. So don't tell us about no motherfucker that's different than us. These are our fucking children. We the original people on the planet Earth, and that can be proven via DNA. Some of the fucking
do you think that that's what they were talking about in the book of Malachi when he said, I would turn the sons' hearts back to the fathers?
I agree, Don, yes.
And if not, I will curse the earth?
Yes.
Yeah. I always thought that. I don't think he was mainly saying, like, your son and you being the father. I was thinking he was talking about the other children that, because there are children. All these bitches is my sons.
Okay,
right.
I have to say B is talking about me. She may not know she's talking about me because I think they're a different species. I don't believe that they're the same. I think they're a different species. From a different alien, B.
Goddamn.
Exactly my point.
Firelinus, I'm saying this right here.
You right on it. You right on it, B. You got
that. Firelinus always saying that them motherfuckers from somewhere else.
They are.
I'm saying, listen, and I agree.
You're right. They came from the Flugeroids, the Hollabians, the Hollaboos.
Right.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Firelinus. You're absolutely
Thank
right.
You.
They did.
If you take the Hindus, an alien came down here and manipulated my fucking ancestors' genes, I have to accept the fact that somebody else came down and manipulated some other motherfuckers. I'm not going to say that my nature and their nature is the same and that they are from me. What I will say is this, that their ancestors came and invaded my ancestors, and my ancestors opened the door and let the motherfuckers in. That's what I will say to you.
See, what happens is this right here. This is the scientific proof, though.
Let me say something.
I got one question. Why is it that Negroes, the only being, now listen to this, fine liners, now listen close, because this question I'm going to ask before, so I got one fucking question for that kind of analogy. I know the extraterrestrials came and seeded this planet from all over, but that was after the fact the original people was already here. And they mixed in with the original people and caused different genetic mutations in the chromosome and gave birth to, like, let's say, the beings from Jomon, which are the cone heads on Star Trek, come down and fuck some black people, and they give birth to a new species of being called the motherfucking Tiro. Then the motherfucking Hindus come down and they mix with some black people and they give birth to a new species of being called the fucking Flugeroids. Then the next group of motherfuckers come down, they mix in with the black people and create a new species of being called a Dero. So we can explain all of the genes and the genetics and the diseases associated with these people are still in place today, right on the gene pad. So we can see that. So I'm asking you, Fireliners, and you, B, if every fucking animal and every other species of being on this fucking planet got straight hair. Everything here got straight hair. And don't go telling me about no fucking lamb, because that's not hair, that's fucking wool. So again, I'm going to say everything here got straight fur, frank fur. So now, where did Negroes get nappy hair? Because it appears that the Negroes are the ones that wouldn't be from here. Like the doggone say, we came from another star system. Like the Egyptians say, they came from An, Ilium. Like the Sumerians say, they came from An, Ilium. So it appears that we were the ones that's the extraterrestrials on this fucking planet, because everything else consistently got straight fucking hair, except for you.
I'm not arguing that point, Babylon. That's not the point that I made. What I made was that when you look at they're constantly trying to prove that their genes are our genes, and every time they try to do that, they have to admit, no, our genes are different than their genes. What they will not come out and say is we're a fucking different species. They won't say that. But they would say, nope, we looked in the Africans' genes and we didn't find no Neanderthal. We looked here and we didn't find this. We looked here and we didn't find that. We are the original fucking people. Now, everything else was manufactured by somebody else. That's all I'm saying.
Why didn't we say the same thing? But listen to this, Firelinus. Listen to this. Go ahead, B. Sorry.
Damn, she just shared up and she agreed that there are different races of these what we would call white beings, whether they were the Hollabians, the Venetians, whatever. They came from all over the galaxy, okay, and came here. So you going to fucking tell me all the black people?
B, you're breaking up. Your phone breaking up. B, you're breaking up.
There's plenty of races that's in black skin.
Okay, I'm gonna say this, Fireliners. I want to say this, Fireliners. This to you, Fireliners, and to you, B, if you could just deal with it. Listen, y'all talking about genetics. Y'all talking about DNAs and RNAs and mitochondrials. Now, it's several different sciences in ancient Egypt. And you could check out the crackers. They'll tell you this shit, too. But it's several sciences in Egypt, and all of it under the auspices of alchemy. Now, you have biology class, and then you have science class. So when y'all talking, y'all just speaking on a biological level. But we already dealing with something that predates mitochondria called electrons and protons and neutrons. So we done took it to a whole nother level now when we say they carbon-based, because electrons and protons and neutrons is what give mitochondria its goddamn existence. It gives DNA and RNA its existence. This is what all things are made of, protons, neutrons, and electrons. So now, if I tell you that it's a race of people, or a species of people on this planet known as six electrons, six protons, and six neutrons, and then we look that up on the periodic table of fucking elements, and we see that that's carbon, and then we say those people are carbon-based, and then we look beyond that, then we look at non-ether, melanin, and we look at gaseous, all the gases, combination of all the gases, and exophthalmic light, and then we have a non-ether being on the planet. When this differential between non-ether, 999 and 6 ether, 666, 6 carb, 6 electrons, 6 protons, and 6 neutrons, when this differentiate or account for the differentiation between us and them any fucking way?
Wouldn't that account for a difference in species?
Yeah, wouldn't that account for it? The fact that you have a non-ether melanin being that's made out of melanin, and then you have another being that's 6 ether that's made out of carbon. And we dealing on a subatomic level, subatomic, because a proton is not even an atom yet, an electron is not an atom yet, and a neutron is not an atom yet. Those are atomic particles. Once they come together, 666, that becomes an atom of carbon. However, non-ether predates all of that. So I'm saying if we have a non-ether melanin being, and we know that melanin is a very special substance, a substance that produced and made out of all, a combination of all the colors and light in the atmosphere, that's what makes it black. This makes the distinction between those people that were original, of an original birth, and those people that came after the hydrogen, helium, oxygen. That's them people. That's those people. Not after oxygen, because oxygen is 8. But that's those people. So they made of the 6 electrons, 6 protons, and 6 neutrons, 5 liners. So I'm saying, not on a biological level, but on a subatomic particle level, we already done proved and showed the distinction between their nature and your nature, between their genes and your genes, because these particles that we're discussing here make up the genes and the shit you're talking about. The characteristics, the culture makes up the fucking cold-blooded, the warm-blooded. These subatomic particles is where we came from.
Okay, Babylon.
That's all I'm saying.
Everything that you're saying is proving my point. You just don't want to accept that it is different species. Because somewhere along the line, you want to accept that these are bad fucking children, that we just had some bad children, and those bad children are now ruling the world. And I'm telling you that based on everything that you just said, the subatomic particles, the non-ether, the 6-ether, those two things can't be the fucking same. That's all I'm saying. There is a different – wait a minute, let me finish. There is a different origin for those people. They are a different people, period. They are different. They are not descendants of nor created by the original people. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, now let me ask you something.
Can I go into something real quick? Because we got 5 minutes before the mothership takes off, man. I'm enjoying this. I love you, motherfucker. I just kick back and enjoy the show. Like, this is fucking good.
You know what? I got something for you, Fine Liners.
You know
this
shit. You know this
up.
Shit, dog, because we've had this conversation for fucking years.
Let me share this with y'all, okay? Hurry up and call in, Skype in, and go to the after party here the next hour of the show, okay? You got like 2 minutes. But let me share this with Fireliners. This is an article entitled White Europeans Only Evolved 5,500 Years Ago After Food Habits Changed. I thought about you when I found this article, okay? I had this one ready, too, for you. They said that the people in England may have only developed pale skin within the last 5,500 years, according to new research. You hear this, Fireliners?
Yeah, I hear it. They constantly trying to find a new way to explain themselves.
Scientists believe that a sudden change in the diet around that time, from hunter-gathering to farming, may have led to a dramatic change in skin tone to make up for a lack of vitamin D. They're saying that farm food is, huh?
Vitamin D deficiency?
D. Vitamin D as in nuts. As dick. D's nuts. As in dark. Vitamin D as in dark skin.
As in the sun.
Is what they're saying. Farm food is lacking in vitamin D, and while humans can produce it when exposed to ultraviolet light in sunlight, darker skin is far less efficient at it. Scientists at the University now of Oslo, Oslo. I'll let y'all continue. I'll stop it there, but y'all can add because this little bitch gonna keep coming in and interrupting me.
That's them Norwegians again.
Yeah, but Fireliners, my question to you and B is, what?
Babylon?
Hold on.
Okay, let me bring in Zena real quick. I think this is Zena. 832-541. Zena, is this you? 832-541.
That's her. I hear in the background.
Yeah, that's her ass. Let me put
hey,
on you. She didn't mean
my
to push one. Babylon, give me a mic check so I know you with us.
I'm on deck, dog. My bad.
Okay.
Babylon, this is me. I want to ask this. What's the first element on the periodic table?
Hydrogen.
Okay. So where do all elements come from?
Hydrogen.
So then, wouldn't it stand to reason that if hydrogen, like hydrogen is the first element, we are the first element. And just like all those other combinations of particles or atoms come from hydrogen originally, all other people and species and races on this fucking planet come from us, the original.
Or could it be possible that everybody who came down here decided that they had to do something similar to the original manifestation?
Nope, that's why I'm dealing on an atomic and subatomic level.
I'm going to Babylon, and that does not differentiate from my theory, okay? My theory is not religious-based, is not myth-based. My theory is, if it can happen once, and we know this, it can happen. You can copycat some shit. And so, therefore, anything else that was here could have been manipulated the same. All I'm saying. Look at the nature of the beast. Look at the nature of the animal. Unless somebody genetically manipulated us after these motherfuckers came from where we were to what we are now, I'm saying we are the same nature. They are a different nature. And their nature has to originate from something, okay? I'm not going to go with Yakub and that shit. I'm not going there because that makes no scientific sense to me. None.
Okay, Fireliners, listen. Now, y'all, it just seemed like, to me, y'all running all over the place. But I'm going to go
all over nowhere. I'm telling you that if I'm looking at the fact that there were different beings who came to this earth, because this obviously is the playground of the fucking universe.
Okay,
and everybody who decided to come here decided to make their own likeness.
Yeah, okay, now, Firelanders, with that said, it ain't like you talking to somebody that don't know about all the fucking different breeds of fucking extraterrestrials I just fucking yelled about and where they from. So I acknowledge that. But I'm saying, regardless to how many different species of them it is, they still, even Yakub, took from the original and grafted from the original a subspecies. I'm the person that said they're not really a different race, they of another species. And then you come on, Firelanders, and say, Babylon, they are a different species, and I had just said that. I'm recognizing that it's not a different race. If it's a such thing called a race, I don't even believe in that fucking word. I'm just using that because I'm on the phone with people that do. So I'm saying that you have the Nubian race, the black race, the Nubian race, which is the original, that's like hydrogen and even predates hydrogen. So then after the different combinations of beings that was made from the original, you had different species of those that came down and manipulated the genes of these people called human beings. Absolutely. But still, that doesn't change the fact that they are from the original, even if they change in nature and become evil. The goddamn disagreeable cherubims were once seraphim. Satan is the brother of all the goddamn good angels. They never denied it.
Okay. Here we go. See, this is where you leave me. And I'm speaking to you.
Now we just got
Let me say this. I'm saying to you that this is where you leave me. Now, maybe that story has some validity. But all I'm saying to you, Babylon, we're on the same page up until we hit a fork in the road. And the fork in the road is when you brought this in. Let's just, you know, that's all. That's where you leave me. Because
I'm going along
with the fact that somebody else came along and took some of us and genetically modified us. I'll even go to that point. But I'm simply saying to you that in my humble opinion, okay, if black people, Nubians, whatever you want to call us, could simply wash out this idea of us being their parents. Once you accept the fact that you are somebody's parents, you accept the fact that you are responsible for these motherfuckers. And I'm saying to you, I'm not responsible for them and their deeds, okay? I have to look at them as being the fucking other. They are not me. I'm not their parent.
Okay, well,
what did they do
to
you, Firelanders? What happened? Why are people so cute?
Well,
so little and so frail and so helpless.
The fuck up. It just boggles me how he can go into all this science, but he only believes that there's one race of black that came from other planets that came to seed the earth, and they only ended up with
black.
No, dude,
you putting words in my fucking mouth.
And the
I'm going to say it again. You said all the Hindus black and what I said.
More than one race.
No, you said all the Hindus black and what I said. What was my fucking answer, B?
What?
This is how that bullshit gets started. When you ask me whether Hindus black, what was my answer?
You said that all the races came from the original, which is bullshit, because that would mean then it, like you keep saying, there's
okay,
no need
then. Wait, when you say it's bullshit, see, this is the problem. This is the problem. You can hear what I'm saying is bullshit, but when I say all elements came from hydrogen, you say yes, because the cracker told you that. But when I say all races came from the original person, which is like hydrogen, you say no, that's bullshit. So I say to you, you bullshitting yourself. Because you're denying the scientific facts and looking at your own fucking theories.
White people came from niggas.
Everybody know that.
White people came from
the
niggas.
First
now,
race, the first
from?
Primary races are Negroes. From Negroes came the Mongoloids, came the Caucasoids.
Where
That's
did your
right.
ones from outer space come from then, did y'all talk about?
Huh?
Huh?
The ones that you're talking about from outer space, listen now, space does not predate electrons and protons and neutrons. Get that in your head. That space is made out of, no. Space is made out of protons, neutrons, and electrons.
As above,
so
below.
That's right. So if we nine ether here, then we was nine ether there. As above, so fucking below. So if they came from us here, they came from us there. Simple as that. That's the science, that's the math, and it ain't a motherfucker around here that can prove that wrong. Not a scientist in the world. Because what's pure is pure. And if you have the melanin, which coats every living fucking organism on this fucking planet, and all beings, for the record, something they'll never tell you, everybody here, every being here does not have a pineal gland, fine-line is for the record. And that's what differentiates nature. Don't believe me? Check out the fucking hagfish. It does not even have a fucking pineal gland. Some species here don't have a brain, so they can't even produce neuromelanin. An alligator does not have a fucking pineal gland. And that counts for the pineal gland, which produces melatonin and serotonin, which basically regulates a person's temperature, not only body heat, but their temperament, meaning their nature, whether they're aggressive or passive, whether they're cold-blooded or warm-blooded. And that's why alligators are considered cold-blooded, because they don't have a pineal gland. But obviously they got some form of melanin called skin melanin, because all lizards and reptiles can manipulate their color. So, but that don't account for neuromelanin. So there's several different forms of melanin that we're trying to show you. And so when we're talking about these original beings that came from in the year in the 19th galaxy, the highest, and how their genetics changed due to radiation and different shit like that, and how they developed other subspecies. And when these beings came from Iliuna and came to this planet Earth, and then other beings took up their own way and followed them and helped to manipulate these beings on this planet in different forms and fashions, we ain't got no problems with that. But that still doesn't change the fact that the beings that came that was sub, that was under the Riskians or under the Anunnaki, these beings were still originally Anunnaki. These beings were still originally of that original seed. All things come from one thing. Y'all should know this by now. And if it, all things come from one thing, then that one thing must be you, because you're the only thing here with nappy hair. You couldn't account for the nappy hair nowhere else. How did you get nappy hair from the white people? Oh, I guess then we would have to go with Farrakhan's story of you cursed with the nappy hair. That's how your hair get to be the only goddamn nappy hair here. Or you can admit the fact that you're the fathers and mothers of all races and species of everything on the fucking planet, and then you can account for all of them having their fucking curse of straight hair, and you being the original, which has been scientifically proven that nappy hair is stronger than straight fucking hair. And it's a symbol of your hair being curled up in the number 9 that symbolize 9 ether. 9 ether hair.
You just being insulting now.
Say what?
Yeah. You're just being insulting now.
Question.
I don't think he's being insulting. He's
come on.
He's
fire. Come on now.
Unless I missed something, what did you say? What did you say?
I don't know. Tell me, fire lioness, why I'm being insulting, so I can apologize.
He can't insult me. I think it's fun. I like arguing with his ass.
No, but I want to know. I need to be, but I want to know. Fire lioness, please tell me why I was insulting.
You said it would be ridiculous not for us not to think about the nappy hair and all of that. I'm with you on all that. You are not addressing what I addressed.
Damn.
That's it. You're not addressing it. You want to make the original people responsible for the
deviance on this planet.
And I'm simply saying I'm not accepting that responsibility. I do not accept that from me came them.
That's crazy if you do accept that. If they came from Venus and everywhere else, they didn't bring their seeds with them. They had to use what was here, huh, and make a seed. Get the fuck out of here.
They fucked us. They fucked us. Y'all have amnesia. Y'all just don't remember being fucked.
And bring none of
they absolutely
y'all have
did.
Amnesia. Y'all don't remember once being fucked.
Created.
Y'all don't remember when y'all was going to get water from
John.
The land, from the Nile River near
yes.
the Caucasus Mountains, and them damn sick
yes.
fucking four-legged fucking Caucasians
yes.
came down and mixed
yes.
with
yes.
right
and I do. I do accept that they did come in and they did mingle, have sex, and create. I do accept that. I'm
but how
simply
they get
saying,
here is what we got to find out, right?
That's right, because in my view, it was not from us. And I'm simply saying that as long as we accept that doctrine.
Well, I can tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened. There's some beings that came down. They had a little plastic-looking fucking skin and blue eyes and shit like that. And they started fucking them goddamn niggas down there in Africa. And it got lighter and lighter and lighter. And they were cast out. Them little white kids was cast out to the Caucasus Mountains, and they was living on all fours, eating flesh raw. They was nasty.
Yes.
We left them motherfuckers.
Yes. And the Palladians, when they talk to their people, they are not talking to us. When the Venetians talk to their people, they're not talking to us. They are talking to their species. And each one of them fucking have their own.
Thank you.
The Caucasian race did come from the Mongoloid race, which came from the Negroid race. I do have to tell you that. But how the fuck they become goddamn Mongoloids first, and that is with the Taros mixing in with the Danakios and the goddamn Anunnaki's children, which produced the Mongoloid race. The three primary races that were here on this planet started from the Negroid. Something came in and was fucking the Negroid race. Though that's something that came to this atmosphere, fucking the Negroid race, produced the Mongoloid race. That's something that came in to fuck the Mongoloid race, which I say the Palladians, ended up producing the Caucasoid race.
I get that, Dawn, and we get that we were created both time and time again, the black race as well. But what I'm getting to is,
but mind
you,
we birthed the Mongoloids, and somebody came in and started fucking the Mongoloids. It's no different
yeah.
if I birthed my daughter, Tierra and Warrior and Sananda, and some outside motherfucker comes in to fuck them, that would still be considered in, like, this reality, my grandbaby.
That happened. Right. We know that happened. But are you telling me that all the millions of years that y'all say they have been coming here, being from everywhere, they have never brought down a civilization, and they had their civilization set up before they decided, let's make another race? That makes no sense.
I don't think they was deciding on let's make another race. They were saying they can just go and come down here and fuck any goddamn thing. We was fucked on. That's the truth. Our people was fucked.
We know that.
Yeah, this is prior to slavery. This is prior to all of that. I'm just saying beings was coming down fucking loose and all the rest of them motherfuckers. Them slut buckets. That's the truth. That's the truth, because even in their findings, they found that these women, dark skin, short, big hips, and all of that, was giving birth to big cranium alien ass babies. That predates all of that. That even predates the Caucasian race for now. So they was giving birth to motherfuckers' heads the size of a goddamn fucking goddamn basketball and shit.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So we know that there was extraterrestrial involvement. We know that.
All over the place.
Absolutely. And we know that there are different beings that's on different planets that do resemble certain species on this planet, such as the Caucasian race. We do know that. That's how you know that the Palladians came down to this motherfucker. The Aldebarans came down. The Hulubes of the Pflugerids came down and was fucking. Mixing their seeds. The Anunnakis was coming down fucking. We know that for sure.
And the fact that
and
they
the reptilians was already down here, and they was fucking.
Yes. They keep coming back for their people. They kidnap these motherfuckers. They take them. They do experiments on them. They do all kinds of shit with them. Those are their descendants. They ain't coming for us.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I agree with you, Fire Lioness. When you disown the cracker, you got every right. I do the same thing. When you disown the rest of the motherfucking wicked species, Hindus and all, the fucking sub-races or subspecies of people.
You
got to
disown some of these
niggas,
too.
Yeah, and disown some of these niggas, too, even though they goddamn supposedly in six ether, nine ether form. Disown them. I can totally agree.
But they got
with
carbon
you.
Base.
Yeah. Carbon base. So now I just want to share something with you though, y'all. Like for instance, and this is I'm telling you, man, Don, please reprint the book Ancient Egypt and the Pharaohs. These niggas slipping on this book because it tells you about all the races on the fucking planet Earth. On page 219, it break down the Cushites, the Hamites, the Mitzrayimites, Shemites, and the Tides. But what I want to go, I'm gonna go past that 222. Just right quick, Don, take me 1 second.
Hurry up, because I still want to read my article on what scientists have found out why white people's skin, light skin, pale skin, fuck.
Oh, okay, this is it. Question, so are you saying that the Olmecs were here before the Europeans came? That is exactly what I'm saying. The Nubians or Olmecs came to now what are being called in America millions of years ago and set up colonies. They were dark-skinned, woolly-haired people with big lips, wide noses, braided plaits, etc. The Nubians were known as Nasu or Nessi or the Nahusi. That's where they get the word Ta-Nehisi for Egypt. Then the Hexians under Hoshin, the Shang Dynasty, the Yellow Sea, or in the Egyptian sciences called the Namu. So we were dark-skinned, black, with big, thick lips. Then these Chinese came in, the Namu, came here, and they mixed in with Nubians. And they produced the Mexicans or Mexians called the Aztecs. So now you see how a race of Chinese people can come and mix with a group of black people and produce a whole nother so-called race called Mexicans. However, the Mexicans are still nothing but black people and Chinese. And really, they black because the black people got the dominant seed. And I heard Don say earlier that that's why Dr. York can say Cleopatra is a nigger because the black seed is the dominant part of the fucking gene. So then the brown seed of the Hamu, meaning the goddamn Mexican, from them came the Tamahu, or the Caucasian, the red seed, from where you get the word redneck, or pale race. The results were also called the Aboriginals, or Aborigines, a mixture of all four. So now you know you had original dark-skinned people, black people, Nubians. Then they mixed with some fucking Chinese that produced the goddamn South Americans, Mexicans. And then from this Mexican or Hamu came the Tamahu. And from this Tamahu, from the mixture of the Tamahu, the Mexican, the goddamn Asian, and the motherfucking Negroid became the Aboriginals. And these were the four races of people on the planet Earth. The Tamahu are called the created white people. Nu is the black ink, Ne, or the black bird, Su. This is the person of birth. So the Nasi or Nasu are the one born black, or in the Egyptian phrase, black from the black egg, Su. Him is the rudder to paddle the fish. So I know that's going beyond what y'all know. So check out Pharaoh 51. Check out Pharaoh 51 on the walls, and you will see that this is the truth of our fucking story. So now you see how another race, so-called, because it's really a subspecies of yourself, can come out of yourself by mixing your seed and fucking other people. So it's no mystery to me as to how all the other races get on the fucking planet Earth. Like pretty much what Don said, it comes from fucking, it comes from crossbreeding, it comes from gene manipulation, it comes from gene splicing, it comes from fucking cloning, it comes from everything you could do in the goddamn bed to the laboratory. Everybody know that. But that still don't change the fact that everything came from an original. And when I say that everything came from hydrogen, we can agree. When I say all the genes on the planet came from one mitochondria Eve, we can agree. But then we say all races came from one people. When I say all races came from one person, we disagree. That don't make sense.
Yes. I'm going to ask you this question, Babylon. If I'm a race and I'm on Mars, say my race is at Mars, I want to go to Earth.
for my purposes, whatever y'all say they came to mind, gold. I came down here. I built temples. I built things that replicate what we look like. Do you understand? Follow me so far? I'm going to build things, show depictions of what my race is. Then I decide I want to make another race so that they can be slaves or mine or whatever the fuck you know you claim that they made them for. Then those races is going to be another race. That's where you're saying that these blacks came from, but you still haven't said, you're still losing the point that there are many different black races had to be.
No, B, you're missing this point. You're missing this point. Is that I done took the shit to an electron level. So before Mars was ever created, Mars is made out of fucking dirt and rocks just like the fucking planet Earth. By the way, it's pyramids on. By the way, it's pyramids on Mars, and it's pyramids in Egypt, which makes the link to what you call Martians and Egyptians. So the Egyptians, based on your story, and I agree, would be Martians because they have the same pyramids and they line up with the pyramids in Egypt, the ones on Mars. They line up exactly with the ones in Egypt. So that's not a coincidence. So we could say that the Egyptians are also Martians. So I'm with you on that, but that don't excuse the fact, B, that this right here. I'm saying that before Mars, there were other planets that existed, and there were beings that existed before Mars even fucking existed.
Right.
Mars is the guy. That's right. So then beings came from other places and inhabited even Mars and did experiments and set up big bases and put all type of shit on Mars and everything else and even put a dolphin on Mars and put genes in the motherfucker and ship the motherfucker to the planet Earth and put those genes on the planet Earth from Mars. So that's a whole fucking Mars-Martian fucking story. Mars, just like the Earth, got a history. And all of these beings that you're talking about got a history. And for the record, Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, that's not originally a cracker solar system, our star system. That's an original Riskian system, and when the Riskians aborted that motherfucker, they took up habitation there. So they wasn't the first ones from Pleiades. So when you say a Pleiadian, you could be talking about an original Nubian, or you could be talking about a cracker, because we were there first, too.
Please, can I have this moment back for a minute so I can read the article? Everybody wants to hear the article on white Europeans only evolved 5,500 years ago after food habits changed.
and then they were able to survive because they domesticated animals. Okay, go ahead, Dawn.
Or fuck a few niggas so that they seed can have some melanin. And then they came back 4 generations through their seed. People in England may have only developed pale skin within the last 5,500 years, according to new research. Scientists believe that a sudden change in the diet around that time from hunter-gathering to farming may have led to a dramatic change in skin tone to make up for lack of vitamin D. This shit is funny. Farm food is lacking in vitamin D, and while humans can produce it when exposed to ultraviolet light in sunlight, darker skin is far less efficient at it. Scientists at the University of Oslo believe this change in diet may have led to our dark-skinned ancestors evolving paler skin to overcome this problem.
Well, I don't get that.
Let me repeat that part again, boo.
What is that? The dark skin is much more... Read that again.
They saying that white skin is superior to black skin.
That's what I thought. Go into that shit again.
People with pale skin may be descended from Europeans who dramatically changed their diets after switching from hunter-gathering to farming. Scientists at the University of Oslo, Neff, believe this change in diet may have led to our dark-skinned ancestors evolving paler skin to overcome this problem. The link between skin color,
The link between, the link between skin color and vitamin D from sunlight has been suggested before. It had previously been believed that our ancestors' skin, mind you, these are Caucasians talking about us, had gradually lightened to generate more vitamin D the further north they moved away from the equator to places where there was less sunlight. They still believe that bullshit.
Right.
And they only believe it because, mind you, the ones that we're looking at today, these Caucasians with the burnt fucking skin, these are your Egyptians because the sun is burning the hell out of them and they want to call it suntanned.
And
they are actually your Egyptians. That's what Egyptian means, burnt skin. So they're basically saying that we are black as fuck because the sun burnt us. So we need to go somewhere else now, right? Mind you, their ancestors are dark skinned. So we need to go somewhere else now so that we can become light skinned again.
Right, so we can evolve into lighter skin.
Okay, let me add something about the University of Oslo in Norway.
In Norway.
Norwegians. The University of Oslo has a whole department which is trying to verify that they are descendants from Atlantis, which was in the north. Which was up by where they are up in the ice areas, that people originated from there, and they moved the Egyptians are really descendants of Atlantis, and when Atlantis exploded, they moved south. So these are really Palladians who are saying that we are the origins, and the people in Africa, in that part of the world, are descendants of us. That's what they're leading to.
Right.
And they're developing a theory that's going to tell you that they are the original people, and that not having dark skin is a benefit. So that's why they're telling you that not having dark skin is the benefit. If it's the benefit, then they have to then prove the theory that they are the original people.
Now watch how stupid this shit sounds. So basically,
our former Atlanteans from the Northland.
Believed that our ancestors' skin had gradually lightened to generate more vitamin D to further north, they moved away from the equator to places where there were less sunlight. Now, scientists believe that the change in their diet away from foods rich in vitamin D also placed a major factor in the skin lightening in color. And the particular pale skins of people in Scandinavia may have evolved to maximize the amount of vitamin D that could be produced, the research suggests. If the theory is correct, it would mean that until this period in history, the ancient inhabitants of Britain and Scandinavia, our ancestors, would have had a dark skin tone. Johan Mohn of the University's Institute of Physics said in a research paper, and I quote, in England from 5,500 to 5,200 years ago, the food changed rapidly away from fish as an important food source. This led to a rapid development of light skin.
God damn.
This is so stupid, ain't it? The research paper written by Richard Setlow, a biophysicist at Brookhaven National Laboratory in New York State, states, and I quote, cold climates and high latitudes would speed up the need for skin lightening. Agricultural food was an insufficient source of vitamin D, and solar radiation was too low to produce enough vitamin D in dark skin. Children with fair skins are able to get their daily dose of vitamin D with just 10 to 20 minutes in the sun. But research has shown that sun protective skin pigments in nigger kids means that it takes up four times as long for the skin to produce enough of the vitamin.
They tried to verify why the motherfuckers can't hang in the sun. Incredible.
Milk and, yeah, right. All we need is, all we need is 20
like
minutes. All you nigger kids need is 4 hours. Milk and a few other foods, such as fatty fish, are fortified with vitamin D, but most people get very little through their diets. A lack of vitamin D has been linked with cancers, bone problems, type 1 diabetes, and even multiple sclerosis. One recent study, now to check it, one recent study in the U.S. found that nearly half of African-American women of childbearing age may be deficient in vitamin D. And they end the article just like that.
They live in the North. That's because they live in Chicago and New York and places like that. But based on what you just said, then all Eskimos should look like Africans.
Well, there are black Eskimos. They still black as fuck.
Yeah, but they should look like Africans because they still eat the fatty fish.
Yeah, they still admitted one thing. They said that the skin was lightening, which means that it was already dark first.
Right. That's right. So, see, I'm like Neff now. Is this article fucking saying that? Are they saying, what are they saying? I'm confused.
They're saying this, John. Can I give you a shot? They're saying that black skin is a vitamin deficiency.
Right. Yeah. That we need hours and hours of the sun to get our vitamin D, when in fact their light skin, a.k.a. the white ass, only need 15 minutes of sun to get their proper vitamin
yeah.
D. See, it's not, they're saying you motherfuckers can't absorb it as fast as we can, when in fact we know that's a fucking lie.
Yeah, they saying that, yeah, that's right. Now, they saying that in a hunter and gatherer stage, which is when we hunted and gathered our own food just naturally, that black people were able to get their vitamin D from the food that they hunted and gathered. But when farming came along in Europe, people no longer could get vitamin D from the food because the vitamin D was no longer in the food due to the farm processes. So they started to develop lighter fucking skin, and this lighter skin would get his vitamin D from fucking the sunlight. And because light skin reflects the sun, whereas black skin absorbs the sun, which takes the goddamn myth all the way out of context, because now we know that black skin absorbs sunlight. Dark colors absorbs the sun. So then that would mean that we would get more vitamin D than somebody that was of a lighter skin.
They're saying that's why y'all so burnt, because y'all absorb the sun.
Right.
Yeah, but that just means we would be getting more vitamin D. So then that would make the story a lie. Because if you're absorbing the sunlight due to black skin, you're absorbing the vitamin D from the sun. But they're saying that lighter skin absorbs more vitamin D at a higher rate, which would be a fucking lie. That don't even make sense.
Well,
I can dark skin absorb the sun.
On top of what Fireline is saying, this is their built-in excuse for why they cannot be in the sun. This is their built-in excuse. This is a theory that they trying to conjure up.
Oh, they got tired of us saying, why y'all going to sign to get burned? So now they answer.
Exactly.
We don't need it that long. We've been standing out there for a long time and didn't even really need it. You know, we can only absorb it for 20 minutes and we're good. But you niggas, what the fuck? You vitamin D deficient ass motherfuckers. It's going to take you four hours to get it.
Yeah. That's why the motherfucking crackers is milk-chugging motherfuckers. They need the vitamin D.
They milk chugging.
You got it. You also have to understand that when they came out with this theory a while ago, where we are all Africans, there are a lot of scientists around the world who are not going to accept that theory, and they are fighting to find different alternative theories so that they can do a revisionist history. And every time they do one of these new theories, it always leads back to the fact that they were the original people. They cannot give you any way that you can say that the original man started in Africa. So they are busily working to find ways where they can justify that that is not the original man. And so, therefore, you are going to hear all kinds of scientific studies that say, no, them niggas in Africa, where this shit, you say this shit started, are not the original people. They are defective.
Let me read this part right here again. But research has shown that sun protective skin pigments in black children means that it takes up four times as long for the skin to produce enough of the vitamin. We know that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Sun protective skin pigment. So they're saying, okay, your skin is protected by the sun, but it's going to take you longer to produce enough vitamins from the sun. So get back on the milk.
Right. get like us.
They're trying to debunk our little, you know, our little thing that we've been on for a while, y'all, how we get our nutrition, our sources, our energy from the sun. They're debunking that. That's what they're trying
right.
to do.
Right.
They're trying,
right.
well, you know, we've been on this shit for a minute. So they're basically saying, no, nigga.
You original man. You can't be original man. That's the bottom line. Fuck the milk and the rest of that. You can't be the original man. They are not going to lay down for that.
And then they say vitamin B has been linked with cancer. Who got it? Who got the most cancer on the planet? Bone problems. Who got it?
They do.
Type 1 diabetes, if I'm not mistaken, that's genetics, right? That's when you're born with that shit, right?
Diabetes? No.
Type 1.
Type 1.
Type 1 is hereditary.
Okay. Now,
for the record, I just have to tell you, there are a gazillion of more cases of Caucasians with type 1 diabetes than Negroes.
Okay.
I always thought it was a nigga thing, but I thought it was just diabetes was a nigga thing, but I found out that type 1 is a Caucasian thing you wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
They keep that shit quiet then, Don, because I ain't never heard of that shit like that.
Oh, honey, you know my nigga doctor. He be diagnosing their baby as soon as they come out with type 1 diabetes.
Mm. Yeah, type 2 is the lifestyle.
Huh?
We fuck up our life. Type 2 is what we get, where we fuck up with the shit we eat.
Yeah, your Coca-Cola, your candies, and your salt and all that shit.
Right.
We call that the sugars. We got sugar.
Yeah, we call it sugar because we shouldn't have been on that bullshit and that bleach shit.
Right. That white Teledon, that bleach sugar.
That pale shit. Have no business with anything white.
That's right. That's right. Nope. Damn. I didn't know that. Okay.
If it ain't white, we're right.
Oh, man, I had a book for B. I had a book for B, too, because she was in the research, man. I had a book I was going to recommend to B. Since she wanted credible sources. She hung
primary sources. No, primary.
The Dogon is the closest to primary you're going to get.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
List your primary at the end of your paper.
But I just hope that Obama and them ain't got to him first, because you fuck around and talk to the Dogon now, so Obama and all them fuckers done raided that shit. They probably tell you they believe in Jesus.
That's right,
Don. That's right.
You ain't
and the white man is their God.
As soon as the Catholics get down there, that shit's going to be all over. As soon as the Catholics get down there.
The Catholics already down there. I was just about to say that fire line. You know I seen some nappy-headed, butt-naked African niggas from the jungle carrying the statue of a white Mary.
They little grass pathway, they little dirt road and shit.
You remember when we were talking about the Catholics, Don? The Pope said that the way for them, that he got to give up on these South America and North America and Europe, the new place to go is Africa. Because
yes,
those people in the inner part of Africa have never been indoctrinated, and they can come down there and fuck their children because they don't know no better.
Yes, and they need their children because their children got their good blood that can cure some of their diseases.
That's right.
We have five liners. They got them. They was doing a parade, man. It's butt naked, nappy headed niggas. So you know, I know the difference from the ones in Africa that wear goddamn polos and Coca Cola shirts and blonde hair. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got fades and shit down there in goddamn Africa. I'm talking about them little big lip, nappy headed, titties still hanging out, all that shit. Funny looking hairstyles and shit. Yo, they out there carrying the fucking Caucasian statue of Mary, the one that the Pope wear, the one that the Pope have. That he put out there in public. You know what I'm talking about? The little white Mary with the little blue little dress on over her little head and shit.
Yeah. Don, the sick shit is the Pope got a black one. He carried a black Mary, and the niggas got a white Mary.
That's a Hindu Mary, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a Hindu Mary-based Mary.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you, Don.
That's in the basement of the Vatican? Is that the one that's in the basement of the Vatican?
Hey, Babylon, that's actually Cleopatra they carrying.
That's right. Absolutely. Catholic. Catholic. They cat holy. The holy cat.
That's right, the Sphinx. Cleopatra and Mark Anthony. Son.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
See, I just wanted to go on with what Fireliners were saying, because they little people is hella writing about niggas. Y'all heard of this dude named Robert Bouval? Have any of y'all ever heard of this cracker named Robert Bouval?
Yes.
Motherfucker. Oh, he's writing all these African-based books. Imhotep, the African architect. The Orion Mystery, Unlocking the Black Egypt. Black Genesis, the prehistoric origins of ancient Egypt.
Black. We need to copyright black so a cracker can never use it without paying us.
I agree.
Okay, yeah. I do know the last one
Genesis.
You said.
Black Genesis.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He presents... Robert Bouval presents proof that the advanced black African civilization inhabited the Sahara long before the pre-pharaonic Egypt.
Before there were pharaohs. We already knew that shit. But damn,
right.
I wish I was white.
They jumping all on this shit, Don.
I wish I was white. I'm going to move to Chicago so I can get lighter. I wish I was white because this is some bullshit because you know it's going to be a whole bunch of niggas quoting this motherfucker book and shit.
Absolutely, Don. It already is.
Black Athena.
Yeah. Robert Bouval, Robert Temple, goddamn, and
Michael Kessler.
Anthony Doo. And the rest of the motherfuckers, Larry Scranton, these are crackers that's pushing that agenda Neff talking about. And Michael Tesarian.
Yeah.
And niggas giving them
And there's another one, Kesslinger, the one who's doing the excavations in South Africa. Yeah, he's making a mint off of that shit because he's found the mines. You need to look up, he wrote a book. The calendar, the Anunnaki calendar, where he found these mines where they were mining gold. Oh, he's making a mint. They were getting ready to actually build the fucking city down there so that the tourists can come in and go through the mines.
Yeah.
They
kill
me with that shit. They like niggas getting some truth. So let's capitalize on their truth then. If they get the truth, let's go ahead and get into this damn business.
Absolutely.
Hey, they all into the doggone astrology and cosmogony. Goddamn, Robert Temple got a book called a goddamn talking about the doggone and the Star Sirius and the Potolo. Larry Scranton coming out with all his doggone shit and everything about Egypt and how doggones and Egypt culture is the same thing. And Michael Tesarian coming out with that shit you were saying, Fireliners, that the fucking Norwegians and the motherfuckers in goddamn Ireland are the original people on the planet Earth, and they the Atlanteans for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what he got. But the thing that's going to shock some motherfuckers now, this is where they're going to get them at Fireline, because niggas ain't reading their books. Let this be put on record that Dr. York already told us that in the damn earth, in the North Pole, is a plastic fucking city called Rainbow City. It's a city up there that's called Rainbow City. Don't believe me? Check it out. Look it up. And this is where they're going to be saying Atlantis is or was, and this is what they're going to be saying they made. And that, too, is our shit. Because remember, the earth shifted, so that made what's in the north now was really in the south, and it was once tropical, and then it froze over. So that city was preserved under all that ice. But based on the geography of the earth now, they're going to be saying that that's where they're from.
I did some research. I wrote a book, but it never came out. This is like in the year 2000, and it was in regards to the Ireland people claiming to be the Atlanteans, claiming to also have, you know, to be Inky and all of that. Their language was Tua. Some of their languages that sound like us, don't it?
Yeah.
Their tongue was, you know, the Tua de Tananan, which was nothing more than Inky, and then it talks about Melchizedek and all that shit. Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Irish, the Ireland people. Then, of course, they have the green sands, the green hills of Tara, and all that other type of shit, where they were showing the Dagon, Babylon. They got the Dagon in their doctrine. They got the... They got the fish. You know what I'm talking about? The fish? What's the name of that
Pagan.
Fish? Yes, honey. Yes, they got all that shit.
Which Dagon ain't nothing but the word doggone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They got all that. Got the, it was a long time ago, too. I need to sign my little book and put that shit out.
Yeah, you need to put that out.
And then when I bought it to Dr. York, right, I was telling Dr. York about my findings on the Irish people. And Dr. York cut me the fuck off. And the nigga was like, I don't want to hear shit about them motherfuckers. I was like, I'm doing a book on them little Irish motherfuckers. They got your ass. They done stole something. They done stole everything. He said, I don't want to hear shit about them motherfuckers.
That shit has grown. It's huge now.
I'm sure
it's
it is.
Everything.
Yeah, they even said they got the Anunnaki blood. They're not claiming the Palladians. They're not claiming the Aldebarans. They're not claiming they don't come from nowhere else but the planet Risk, y'all.
You know what?
They ain't claiming nowhere else but the planet Risk. You go on YouTube, you hear these Caucasians talking about they are the children of the Anunnaki. They come from the 19th galaxy. I swear for God, they got the Anunnaki blood. Then they go and it bleeds right into religion and how Jesus had the Anunnaki blood, but Jesus' skin color was green with red hair and all that shit. They got the Anunnaki blood. Woo, woo. They got that Anunnaki blood.
they
saying,
the
what
Anunnaki
the fuck we
blood.
Doing talking about Hera and Zeus. We got that Anunnaki blood.
Oh, no. See?
Okay, I haven't seen them claim Anunnaki, but I've seen them claim because they claim the ones
even
that...
Even in the Ireland culture, they're talking about the Anunnakis. They spell it with the K and not the Q.
Yeah.
Y'all seen that A-N-N-U-A-K-I or some old shit?
Yes,
they spell it like that. But, yeah, they say they are. Them Ireland-ass motherfuckers is from goddamn the Anunnaki. They are the children of the Anunnakis. Ain't nothing you niggas can do about it.
Okay, because the one that I saw, they had blonde hair, blue eyes, and they looked totally Scandinavian. Extremely white hair. And they said that that was Palladian. Now, where the Anunnaki came in, that must be a different group. But
yeah, this is from Ireland, though. I swear to God, I did research like in 2013 fucking years ago, and I put my whole findings in the book, and I was going to come out with it until Dr. Yor said, I don't want to hear shit about no fucking Irish. So I just said, fuck the book. They talk about Melchizedek, they talk about the 144,000, they talk about the mothership coming to get their ass, they talk about there was a Messiah raised amongst them to raise them up, and his name was Malachi, and they said, I swear for God, yo, and I wanted to tell him about this shit, this motherfucker said he didn't want to hear it, I was hurt. They John said all
Bono Melchizedek.
They say his name was Malachi, also Melchizedek. This is in Ireland, because I was fascinated with Ireland 13 years ago. I was just fascinated because, one, they worship my land called Tara. And then they started talking about all the motherfuckers that's affiliated and shit. So I just thought that was interesting. But anyway, but of course we know that the original Irish people were Nubians. But so that's just because, you know, we was populated all over this motherfucker. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got a question. Yeah. I need something clarified for me. I was reading the other day.
Well, maybe that's where the atomic war came from then, between the Palladians and the Anunnaki that destroyed Atlantis.
It was between humans and the Anunnaki.
I got a question.
Go ahead now.
All right, because I need some clarification on this one. I was reading the other day, and What is Spirit and Soul, page 75. It says, Nine Ether is agreeable angelic being from the seven-star constellation of Pleiades. The sixth Ether is disagreeable angelic being, both called the sons of God, from the six-star constellation of Orion. I thought niggas was from Orion.
I just said that early enough. That we was originally in Pleiades, and then
we
was originally in Orion, and they took that over now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everywhere we go,
they come and take that shit over. We was on Saturn too. They took that.
Yep. They
I told you the Anunnakis are. You can tell that the Anunnakis are niggas like us because we always get taken over. Motherfuckers ain't shit. I'm always coming, fucking take our house and shit, take our land and shit, chase us out of every goddamn well.
They nature passive.
Because remember you said the nine ether, the part that you just read, you used the word agreeable. That's why it was important to build the mix to make that baby out of Id and the mother love motherfuckers, Id and Anu, to create Enki, to create Merduk. They needed a disagreeable motherfucker to fight because they all agreeable.
They all agreeable.
They needed Merduk. Right. They needed Mikael. They needed a warring motherfucker on their side. Yeah, because the Anunnakis would lose without a reptilian gene.
They would lose. That's right.
Yeah.
That shit is in the Bible, man. That's heavy.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something on that? Now this a little deep enough, but listen to this. It's the difference between the Orion star constellation and the Orion skies. It's the difference between the star constellation where they from and the skies that's above that. Yeah, the word Orion is English. The word Uranus, if you look at the word Uranus, just like the planet, that's where that word comes from. And then if you go to Sumer, we had Ur-Anu, which meant the light ships of Anu, like Eanna, which meant the water bay or the water dock of Anu. Eanna is another name for Ishtar, and you had Ur-Anu. So you had the fire and the water ships, the water crafts. So the skies above Orion star constellation is different than the stars themselves. It's seven skies above Orion. And those seven skies connect to Sirius, which is Siptet, seven. And then those skies connect to Ilion. So the skies above that is different. So even though they're from Orion, notice that in the Bible, Revelation, it speak about, and he swept the third star, his tail, and they fell. They of a different nature. And
yeah,
of
he
a
said
lower,
they fell from the Orion skies, didn't they?
Stars. They fell from Orion stars. Yeah. That's right, Orion stars, not the skies, because they're not from the skies. They're from the stars. Even Satan himself say, I'm a fire. I was created before Adam because I'm of the fire. I'm here. And that's another misconception even there, because the Anunnaki were made out of pure light, meaning the sun cycle. And then at the end of the sun cycle, at the point when it started to burn into carbon and the light started to dwindle, the star died, that's where Satan from. That's where the evil went from a dead star. And then that predates the moon cycle, so therefore he feel like he still of the old sun cycle, when in actuality he of a dead star. So he's still of the star system, though, but just the dead star system. So this is where the confusion comes in at, where people think the moon is evil. But we just read the other night, Don, didn't we, on the Holy Tablet show where Catmon is of the new moon cycle, and he was given rulership in the new moon cycle.
It makes
sense. So the moon is not, yeah, the moon is not really evil. The evil one is of the dead, dying sun, and the Anunnaki was of the living light, Ra. So then when the star Ra died, the evil one took rulership and tried to take over the new moon cycle over Catmon, which he'd been trying to do all the while, and was given 6,000 years of reign during this cycle. And now that we're moving back into the new sun cycle, the Anunnaki supposedly are trying to give us back our righteous minds, reinsert pituitary glands, and give us our right for rulership because they slipped. Satan took over after the goddamn end of the sun cycle. And it's right there in Genesis where you see, and the earth was formed and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then they said, let there be fucking light. That was the lights of Lucifer. That was when that rulership was given.
All right, Babylon, we certainly, I appreciate your love. Thank you so much. Neff, I hope that helps. And thank you, Fire Linus, Babylon B, everybody that called in. It's been a glorious day. Y'all have really helped me out so much today. I enjoyed the bill. Y'all have an awarding day. And Man of the Hour is up next, followed by the Internet Traffic Jam. Peace.
Peace, Don. Peace, love. Peace, fire. Peace, beat.
Peace, honey. Wadu, nigga. Wadu, nigga.
Coming home.